covering the trip.
With all the harsh rhetoric and threats coming from the Kremlin in recent days, it may seem like the Cold War is back, but President Bush says not.
The Cold War's over. It ended.
It's the U.S. response to President Vladimir Putin's concerns about U.S. plans to install interceptor missiles in Europe to guard against an attack from Iran or others.
It's a purely defensive measure, aimed not at Russia, but at true threats.
After a meeting with Czech leaders who support the plan, Mr. Bush invited Russia to take part in it as well. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Prague.
Hurry up and wait. And wait. That's the air traveler's refrain. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan for a look at just how bad it is around the country these days.
Well, Nick, it hasn't been this bad in the 13 years the government's been keeping track. Only 72% of domestic flights during the first 4 months of the year were on time.
There will be a slight departure delay due to...
Almost half the delays blamed on bad weather. U.S. Airways had the most explaining to do, with just 63% on time. And in a new Consumer Reports survey, senior editor Jeff Bleiskill says one of the airlines battered by the winter weather gets top ratings.
JetBlue Airways and Midwest Airlines are far and away the top airlines in the country.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
This is the day former top vice presidential aide Louis Scooter Libby faces the music when he returns to federal court in Washington. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, prosecutors want Libby behind bars for up to 3 years, calling that unfair. His lawyers suggest probation. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen says sentencing 90 minutes from now will close a damaging chapter for the administration.
The White House, remember, already took the hit here when Libby was convicted, and I don't think it's going to make a huge difference politics-wise whether Libby gets a few months or a few years.
Libby will likely appeal any prison time. White House aides brush aside any talk of a presidential pardon until the legal process plays out. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Senate is in mourning over the loss of one of its own. Three-term Wyoming Republican Craig Thomas has died at Bethesda Naval Medical Center after a long battle with leukemia. He was 74. One man who represented the state with him is former Senator Alan Simpson.
People of Wyoming loved him. In this last election, he received 70% of the vote, and he was a tough old ex-Marine.
Wyoming's Democratic governor will choose a successor from a list of three candidates chosen by the state's Republicans. On the House side of the Capitol, Louisiana Democratic Congressman William Jefferson is facing serious charges, an indictment accusing him of taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribe money, some of which was allegedly found stashed in the freezer of his home. Jefferson says he's not guilty. Immigration reform is front and center again today on Capitol Hill. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss takes a look.
The Senate is working its way through amendments to the complicated bill, many of which could upset the delicate political balance reflected in the compromise. More than a dozen amendments are on tap. Critical ones deal with the number of illegal immigrants who could gain legal status, the method under which new immigrants would be chosen, and the current backlog of close relatives of American citizens waiting to come to the U.S. Still, Senate leaders hope to get a vote by the end of the week.
Immigration is likely to be high on the agenda tonight in New Hampshire as the Republican presidential candidates debate. Jonathan Martin is with Politico.
What Iraq is to the Democrats, immigration is to the Republicans. It's the driving force right now in this campaign that does separate some of the candidates.
Now, the USA Today Gallup poll out today of the Democratic race shows Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in a virtual dead heat. The Coast Guard says human remains have been found in Lake Michigan a day after the crash of a University of Michigan medical transport plane. Coast Guard Captain Bruce Jones says officials don't believe any of the six people on board made it out alive.
We determined it was a high-speed and non-survivable impact.
The Cessna went down shortly after takeoff from Milwaukee. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver's Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette plans to co-sponsor two bills that would revoke authorization for the Iraq War and bring the troops home by next June. DeGette says she decided to support those measures after meeting with families of soldiers while at home for the Memorial Day recess. She's opposed the war from the start and thinks it's time President Bush respected the wishes of the majority of Americans and Congress. Officials at the Denver Hospital, where that high-profile tuberculosis patient is being treated, say two of his three sputum tests have come back negative. Results from a third test on his phlegm and saliva could come back today, indicating whether the 31-year-old Andrew Speaker is not contagious. TB expert Dr. Stephen Katowski says that's not likely.
If you have a communicable disease, the risk of contagion is not zero.
Speaker's father says he has three audio tapes that prove his son was never told not to fly. And Beth Schwitte and John Ramsey both share tragedy and loss of their children, and now they share a budding romance, according to a lawyer who represents them. Lynn Wood says the mother of missing Alabama teen Natalie Holloway and the father of slain beauty queen JonBenet Ramsey met last year through a speaking engagement organization, but he declined to say if the two are dating. She's separated from her husband. Ramsey, of course, is a widower. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Well, we had this one wreck we started off the morning with in the Boulder area. It'll affect you still on the eastbound lanes of Highway 36 at Foothills. You can expect traffic to drag a bit both directions through that area. Southbound 25 filling in quickly through Thornton and North Glen. Right now, no worries for 225 across Aurora. Looking great as well on C-470 on the south side. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect more of the same morning sunshine, afternoon thundershowers. High of 83.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Robert Kennedy's secret, wrenching search to track down JFK's killers before his own assassination. And that's something that's not widely discussed too much on the radio these days, mainly because people like John Turk's age don't remember too much about Robert F. Kennedy. You don't remember anything about him other than what you've read, right?
Exactly. Don't know a whole lot about Bobby. No.
Well, we'll find out. We'll ask what we can. Also this morning, we're hoping to get Marine Corporal Adam Kokesh. He's a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War, and he got himself into trouble. A military panel recommended that the Iraq war veteran who wore his uniform during an anti-war protest should lose his honorable discharge status, brushing away his claims that he was exercising his right to free speech. And we'll talk about that if we can get him on this morning. If we don't get him on this morning, we'll get him on sometime this week for sure. Boy, I got to tell you, there's something I'd really like to get into this morning, but I'm not going to go there. I should leave it alone. I should just leave it alone. I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you, John? You don't know? All right. Well, if you don't know, I think the best thing to do is to leave it at you don't know. Because I don't think revisiting something is going to do any good. Now do you know what I'm talking about? Right, but I highly resent all of that. And people, well, you might be sitting out there saying, what is he talking about? Well, I'm talking about the idea that, well, let me revisit it here for a couple of seconds. I'm talking about the idea that I get a guest on here, and it may be a guest that you may not like, or you really can't say you don't like them because you don't know them, but it might be somebody who you disagree with. And so then, if I don't, like, browbeat them, and get rude and pushy, then I'll get email from people. And I got some emails from people about that whole Comcast thing yesterday. And one guy sent me an email. I'd love to read it to you on the air. He tried to sell it to me as being constructive criticism. And what it was just a whole string of obscenities. I mean, I can't read it on the air. And this idea that, you know, I should browbeat somebody because they don't give me the answer, or that they don't give me the answer that not only I want, but also the answer that you want. And this has happened twice now. Once with the Comcast lady who was on yesterday, Cindy Parsons, I believe is her name. The other one was with Senator Ken Salazar, where I made it clear to Senator Salazar that I wish that he wouldn't vote for the Iraq appropriations bill. And I said that to him, and in a kidding way, but in a half-serious way, I said to him, you can't trust the leadership of this country to make the right decision. I'll bet you a steak dinner on this. Well, people just went crazy.
And then yesterday, with the whole Comcast thing, I said to the woman plainly, I mean, if we replay the interview, you'll hear it. I said, I'm kind of frustrated here. I'm not getting the answer I'm looking for, which I was trying to get an answer out of her as to why they would take MSNBC and C-SPAN 2 off of analog cable and move it to digital. And people were like, they were angry. But if I get crossways with a caller, then what ends up happening is I get complaints about that, about being rude. But callers are different than guests. Because with callers, you have to exert control over the caller in order to run the show. Okay, we're going to talk to Marine Corporal Adam Kokesh right after 7 o'clock. This is the Marine Corporal that I told you about who got in trouble for wearing his uniform in the anti-war protest, and we'll talk to him right after 7 o'clock. But anyway, back to this. So you have to maintain control over the show. There's nothing worse than listening to a talk show host who allows the callers to run him or her around. And I just won't permit that. I mean, if you call here, you can't monologue. You have to have a two-way conversation. This is not your personal platform, and there's no entitlement here. And I got all these, really, I mean, John read a lot of them. Rude emails from people. So you're damned if you do, and then you're damned if you don't. And with the Comcast situation, I don't know how many times I've talked about the whole deregulation argument on the air in regards to broadcasting in virtually every other enterprise in this country. You cannot have total deregulation and pure market conditions. That's impractical and it doesn't work. And there are people who run around here and pretend that it does. These people are... Well, John Caldera would be one that I could name. There are others. And it doesn't work. Show me any place that it's ever worked. What it leads to is it leads to serfdom on the part of you and I and everybody else who works for a living. So you can't have that. But on the other hand, you don't want over-regulation either. Then it's impossible to get anything done. And the one thing you do want to have in this country is you do want to have a very, very stiff dose of entrepreneurship and the idea that people in this country can have a shot at the American dream and can make money. And there's nothing wrong with making money. And there's something else here. We do not have in this country entitlements when it comes to aspects of free enterprise. We just don't have it. In other words, if you're sitting in your house and you have an analog hookup to Comcast and a small TV, or you don't have the money to pay for digital, you're not entitled to anything from Comcast. You're not entitled to a break from them in any way, shape, or form. Cable is not like having electricity. Cable is not like having water. Cable is not a necessity. There are plenty of people in this world who don't have cable and think that the whole debate over Comcast doing this is ridiculous because they don't have it and they don't understand what the problem is. Cable is an elective thing. It's something that you elect to take. And I got all these emails from these folks who said, oh, well, what you're saying is that consumers don't have any rights and on and on and on and blah. You know what? That's BS. Yeah, you have rights as a consumer not to get ripped off, but you don't have entitlement to cable TV. Now, do we want to have that in this country? I mean, would you like that idea? Would you like the idea that we could have entitlement to cable TV? I mean, if you want that, certainly I think you can find somebody who would probably propose it either on a statewide basis or a national basis, but I don't think it would fly with most people. I really don't. Because given the choice between providing cable TV and health care, or given the choice between providing cable TV and mental health, or given the choice between providing cable TV and other vital services, what would you choose with your precious dollar? Well, I'd choose the other services, not cable TV. And so people came across to me in these emails like they had some bizarre sense of entitlement, or that I had never, ever, ever brought up or had never talked about deregulation. And that's simply not true. I've been speaking on and off about Telecom 96 and about deregulation. I've been speaking on and off about it for years. For years I've been talking about it. And then the last part about this, that MSNBC, because it carries 1 hour with Keith Olbermann, is some kind of a savior in the cable news spectrum, that also is not true. Olbermann is the only 60 Minutes on MSNBC that you could even term to be liberal and entertainment-oriented. The rest of the stuff that runs on there is all right-wing. Very biased, and at times very unfair. There's no better example on that than Chris Matthews, who makes up statistics out of his head and then puts them on television. And people believe them. There's Joe Scarborough. There's Tucker Carlson, who ought to be flattered that I'm even mentioning his name, because basically most people don't even know he's on there. And then C-SPAN 2, yeah, that ought to, I agree that that ought to remain on analog, because C-SPAN 2 is a public service, and it's not like MSNBC, and it's run by the cable industry. But this idea that there's some kind of conspiracy going on in the halls of Comcast to deprive us of any kind of liberal media, you know what, is nonsense. Because anybody who's worked in the media will tell you that above all, the media cares about one thing. And you know what that is? Ratings and money. That's what they care about. Everything else comes second. Do they lobby for their interests? Yes, of course they do. Do they lobby with the public for their interest? Yes, of course they do. The bottom line, they have to show a profit. That's what they care about. That's what they're all about. And that's the truth that a lot of people don't want to ever face about the media in this country. And that goes with capitalism. Now, if you want to move to a socialist system, okay, I think you should come forward and I think you should make that clear and you should explain how that's going to work. Majority of Americans will not buy that idea. We need a mixed economy.
Last year, only one show was the biggest hit of the summer. And tonight on NBC, it's back.
Wow!
America's Got Talent. Incredible acts.
Mind-blowing performances.
The good,
the bad,
and some talents you just won't believe.
What was that?
Hasselhoff is back as contestants compete for a chance to become a star.
This is what the show is about.
America's Got Talent, right after a new Deal or No Deal at 8, 7 Central, NBC Tonight.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Free today.
It's 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris are now replaced by Xboxes and Xbox 360. And your glasses can be replaced by normal vision. Icon LASIK Center, they know that corrective vision is not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening right now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase and Bladeless LASIK. So learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, Denver, C-O-N.com.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We got this on because it's Mark Wahlberg's birthday. And John loves Mark Wahlberg. John's got a man crush on Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah. Remember him in the underpants ads?
27 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 82. About a...
There was that sale on widgets. Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Cindy Parsons, if she'll agree to do it or not, you know what I'll do? I'll have her come in here and just take phone calls. And you could pound on her. And this is from Kelsey, who sent this. One thing she, the Comcast spokesperson, did not mention is that they deleted Link TV from their programming, which is a liberal station that carries Democracy Now. This happened about a year ago. I haven't seen Kelsey. I you know, she didn't say anything about that because I didn't ask her. And one of the reasons why I didn't ask her is because I haven't seen Link TV in I don't know how long. As I mentioned yesterday, and I mention this all the time, we very rarely in my household watch much TV. So there's a lot of television that we just don't see. But the charges that people send in these emails is absolutely just amazing. And one thing's for sure, when it comes to anybody who's left of center, we don't have any problem eating our own. We don't have any problem ripping the flesh off of each other's bones over something. They don't seem to have that on the right. I've never understood why that is. Because when I used to work on talk stations that were mixed, when they would have right wing and then they would have like one or maybe two token liberals, those people who were prone to complain would never complain about the right wing people that were on the air. They would always complain about me. And about the left-wing people around the air. Not only me, but others. So now what you have in this industry is you've got a whole situation now where we, guys like me, and there's women out there too, we can't get on conservative talk stations anymore. They won't let us on. Because the core of the station will not accept us and they cause problems. And it used to be that you used to get a reward. Or you would get congratulated from management for rocking the boat. Now, you get yourself in trouble. And you think about all the great names that have been on the air, not only in this town, but all across this country. Guys like the late Alan Byrd, people like that, they would have never, ever, ever survived under this kind of conditions. Never. They never would have survived. Never. And what makes this worse,
than anything else is there is a core, there are a core of you out there, and here's what you're about. Business, 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 business. Agenda, 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 agenda. Let's do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And man, you know what? If you depart off of that and you don't do, boy, then the complaints come through. Well, you know, to me, the idea has always been this. If you've got a larger message that we're not cartoon characters that the media stereotypes us to be, that we are not extremists, and you could go on and on and on with all of the comments, because I don't need to repeat them because you already know what they are, because you hear them and you hear them from people who disagree with you. You hear those talking points all the time. My idea is that you got to make the thing broad enough in order to get all kinds of people in here to make it successful. And there are people out there who don't want to turn the radio on Monday morning at 6:31, which now it's Tuesday morning, and hear some guy, you know, beating Bush like a scalded dog from sunup to sundown. They just don't want to hear that anymore. People in this country are tired of this stuff. You know what they want? They want solutions. Look at the polls that are out now. Good feelings about the Democratic Party, or I'm sorry, about the Democratic Congress, are starting to fade. And I'll give you that information from that poll. So, question is here. Do we bring as many people to the party as we possibly can by putting on the most entertaining and most provocative radio we can provide, or do we single issue it every single day, and do we cater to the fanatical core of you out there who want to call up here and make all kinds of absurd, weird statements about impeaching the president, weird and absurd statements about how Comcast ought to take care of your life, and that they ought to do something about your cable TV system. You know, look, I mean, that's a for-profit institution, and if they can get more money out of you, then that's exactly what they're going to do. All right. Gina.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Excellent, thank you.
Why do we even have to have a 30% chance of rain? Doesn't it look nice outside?
Oh, you know, it's a little cloudy again.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Paint a negative picture. They're white clouds. What's wrong with white clouds? They don't contain any moisture in them. They're fluffy white clouds.
It's fine. It's nice, but...
But,
you know, we're going to get some of those afternoon thunder showers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gina wants clear blue skies and a hot, radiant sun with a recorded temperature at ground level of 105 plus and humidity at about 3%.
She's used to those Albuquerque skies.
There you go.
Hey, I lived in Albuquerque. It gets colder in the wintertime, and you do get a little snow.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's four seasons.
That's right.
I'm just disappointed because I haven't seen the little foxy. We have a fox that's been coming by every morning. We watch her hunt in the parking lot.
Oh, she's not here this morning?
She's not. She hasn't gotten here this morning.
You know, in my neighborhood, the squirrels are dropping dead.
Oh, no.
From the plague.
That's terrible.
And you know another topic I'm going to get into later this morning? Do you see what the city council did last night? If you're a motorcycle rider now, they're going to go after the fact that your motorcycle's too loud. Never mind the fact that 2 days ago, I almost broke the suspension of my car on Josephine because there was a freaking pothole there the size of Rudy Giuliani's mouth, okay? But, you know, listen, we're not concerned about that. What we're concerned about is motorcycle people. Hey, loud tailpipes save lives. All right, speaking of saving lives and transportation, now, you're not going to tell me the traffic looks bad this time of the morning.
Well, it's not been a great start.
I'm just going to start out every morning and go, oh, God, traffic's terrible.
Well, it's not terrible, but we did have a crash this morning. It was on eastbound lanes of the Turnpike, right near Foothills, getting out of Boulder. So That's looking a little bit better now. Average ride pretty much everywhere else, both eastbound 270, westbound I-76, getting heavier traffic approaching the heart of the city. We're looking beautiful ride, though, on I-70 through the high country. Weather outlook today, expect more of the same. Morning sunshine, afternoon thundershowers, high of 83. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk. This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call.
Oh, no. What's the matter? Look, another LeafGuard gutter systems truck. Somebody else must be getting those gutters that never clog. No more acorns for a squirrel. Relax, will you? Does the truck say LeafGuard? Well, no, but... Then it's not LeafGuard. Don't worry. We've been beating sorry imitations and flimsy attachments for years.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Digital Voice will revolutionize your home telephone. And Comcast Digital Cable has on-demand, so you watch stuff when you want. Plus, we'll hook up 2 additional TVs with Digital Cable at no extra charge for 1 year. All 3 services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcasting. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all 3 services. Call for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:38. 38 minutes past the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 82. I'm going to revel in the heat instead of worrying about the weather. All right, I was talking about Comcast, the whole Comcast thing yesterday. Talking about the media, it's one of my favorite subjects. I wanted to get some other stuff, and we'll talk to Marine Corporal Adam Kokesh after 7 o'clock. He's the one who's at the top of the news this morning about wearing his uniform during an anti-war protest, and he's going to lose his honorable discharge status. So we'll talk to him about that. Let me go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
Okay.
You can beat up on me for a little bit and make people feel better.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to beat up on you or not. I don't know what you're going to say, so I don't know how to know whether I'm going to beat up on you.
I was just going to say, I mean, the irony of what you're talking about is striking for those of us on the right. We have a mentality of many on the left in this country right now believing that this is 1934 or 1935 Nazi Germany in this country. It's the precipice of the next Nazi regime, and the Democrats get into power, and they're not impeaching Bush, they're not stopping the war. Now Keith Olbermann's not going to be on analog cable. I mean, of course they're upset about it.
Well, all right.
First of all, let's break this down. All right. Who is a prominent spokesman that you can point to for anybody who is left of center that has echoed that this is like 1934?
I can't give you a specific name, Jay. I can tell you can see it at the Daily Kos. You can see it at MoveOn.
No, I read those sites. And see, this is an example, and I told this. Turk, back me up on this. Turk. Did I not tell you before we took this call, and no offense, Steve, but did I not tell you, Turk, before we took this call, that this was the road we'd go down with Steve? Answer yes or no on the air so he can hear.
Yes.
Okay. That you would make a broad brush statement, okay, that is based on a talking point that is well memorized by conservatives, and that then when I would ask you to pin that down, you would not be able to give me a name. Let me help you out a little bit. There are people on the extreme left who do engage in that kind of rhetoric, and they in their minds do believe that that kind of stuff goes on and that everything going on out there is a conspiracy. But on the other hand, listen, there are people on the extreme right who also make tons and tons and tons of irrational statements, and you've got everybody lumped in there, from the Ann Coulters of the world to the Bay Buchanans of the world to Fred Thompson, who made this bizarre statement here like a couple of weeks ago at a speech he was giving about terrorism, where he was indicating and building, trying to build up a case for rounding people up.
Well, look, Jay, I think the difference between the right and the left is you know, clearly we have extremists on our side as well. I think the difference is in most cases you'll find that the extremists on the right are dismissed or marginalized. I mean, there are extremists on the right that believe that...
Excuse me. No, they're not. I'll give you an example of where they're not marginalized.
Okay.
All right. Let's just take Babe Buchanan.
Okay.
All right. Go look into Babe Buchanan's history. Go check her out. She's Tom Tancredo's campaign manager.
Yeah, now, I know that.
All right. Now, Babe Buchanan is not a psychiatrist. Babe Buchanan is not a psychologist. As a matter of fact, Babe Buchanan is not a doctor. Okay? Babe Buchanan is basically a political operative, an ideologue, and a talking head. There's nothing wrong with being those three things. But in her book that she has out on Hillary Clinton, she gives a psychological profile of Hillary Clinton according to her observations.
Okay.
Well, all right, hold a second.
Okay.
That's not credible. And not only is it not credible, but she's been on CNN. She's been on MSNBC. She's been on Fox. She's been on CBS. She's been on ABC. She's not marginalized in the least.
Well, okay, Jay, but let's be honest for a minute, okay?
I am being honest. I'm not lying to you. Go look it up.
No, but you're omitting a pretty large fact here.
Well, do you want me to add other people into this?
Yeah, well, how about let's talk about all of the non-psychiatrists that have determined that George Bush is the way he is because of the way he was raised.
All right, name me one.
That he's stupid.
Name me one.
Name me one person. Are you telling me that nobody on the left says that George Bush is an idiot?
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that nobody that I know of with any credibility has ever come out on any mass media outlet that I know of or have seen and has ever made statements that George W. Bush is nuts, that he's stupid, that he doesn't know what he's doing. I'm the only person who has asked guests that I know of whether he's mentally ill or not, because I really believe that he is. But the thing is...
Then you tell me, if you believe that George Bush is mentally ill, you tell me what the difference between you with that opinion and Babe Buchanan with her opinion. Other than the difference on ABC and NBC.
Yeah, the difference is that I'm not going to publish a book about it. I don't purport myself to be an expert on the subject, and I'm only offering an opinion, which I clearly delineate as an opinion. I'm not speaking about it as fact, as she was doing, until somebody came forward and challenged her and said, wait a minute. And you know who did it? It was Media Matters came forward and said, wait a minute. What are your qualifications? I mean, Lanny Davis, for God's sakes, who's a friend of the Clintons, couldn't even get on CNN and couldn't even call her out on it, basically. He just denied. He just said, well, what you're saying is not true. But he didn't call her out on her credentials. You know, let's look at MSNBC as a microcosm of your charge, okay?
Okay.
All right. How many liberal shows are on MSNBC?
I actually don't watch MSNBC, but I know Overman's on there, so
okay,
I
who
would
else?
Say at least one.
All right, but who else?
Who else is on there?
All right, here's the rest of the lineup.
Okay.
Okay, rest of the lineup. Tucker Carlson, is he liberal?
Nope.
What about Chris Matthews? Is he liberal?
Yes.
All right, now, I knew you were going to say that, so now I got your butt. Okay, now I want you to prove to me how he's liberal, because if you go and look at the statements he makes day after day, hour after hour that he's on, okay, he's not liberal. In other words, he's so ridiculous and so full of it that last week he was on this fetish for like an hour with these guests about Hillary Clinton's eyes and about the fact of whether she had had plastic surgery or had had proper makeup.
Okay.
He's always attacking the Democrats. He makes statements about the Democrats that, when you go look at polls, are not true. There is, I mean, I got a litany, a list of stuff on him.
Well, Jay, there's
okay,
a
Joe, of... Is Joe Scarborough liberal?
No.
Okay. And they've also now redoubled to put Scarborough on in the morning in place of Imus. So now Scarborough's on twice.
Well,
okay.
All right.
There's an example. So there's one liberal to how many conservatives on that channel?
1 to 1. Or 2 to 1, I should say.
No, it's 3 to 1.
Well, you and I disagree on Matthews.
Well,
I mean,
then, you know what? If I'm wrong about Matthews, you prove to me that I'm wrong.
Well, Jay, how can I prove to you something
because
that's,
Steve,
a, that's an opinion
Steve,
between you and I?
No, it's not an opinion. It's based on Matthews' statements. You want me to read Matthews' statements to you?
Because if you read Matthews' statements to me and I go and I pull up blogs or other statements he's made, I can give you stuff from the other side, too.
Well, why don't you have them?
Because it's not that important to me, Jay.
Okay. You know what, Steve? I'm going to tell you something. I like you as a person, and I think you're a good person, but now I'm going to drop a hammer on you.
I think some of your listeners want that.
I don't care what they want or what they don't want, okay? I'm just going to tell you what I believe.
I understand.
All right? And this is what I've observed. Okay? You'll call here. You will make broad brush statements. And then, when I ask you to prove those statements, you always go down the same road. I don't have them. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Where I'm telling you that I have, okay, I have transcripts and I have facts about Mr. Matthews. That he is not conservative. I mean, he's not liberal,
Right.
He's not liberal. And that there's no way you can say he is. And I'll give you a couple of examples.
See, that's what
Do you want some examples? Do you want them?
That's fine. But the problem here is you are trying to state that he is or is not liberal.
He's not.
But that's based on your opinion.
No, it's not. Listen. No,
okay.
You won't even hear the examples. This
you
is not
just
opinion.
Gave me some, and
no,
if you
I'll
give me
one,
more,
I'll
it's
I'll
not going to change my opinion.
Well, then, listen, if you don't want to be confused by the facts, then you've come to the wrong talk show.
But, Jay, you're taking facts that don't necessarily prove a point. Well, those facts just reinforce your opinion.
Excuse
and
me.
That's fine.
Excuse me. On the January 29th edition of Hardball, Matthews asked how former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani could go into a debate with Hillary Clinton and land a punch against a woman. Matthews continued, isn't that going to be a tricky for somebody like Rudy, who knows how to land a punch, to go up against a woman? During MSNBC's election coverage on November the 7th, 2006, Matthews said, we are watching Hillary Clinton earlier tonight. She's giving a campaign barn burner speech, which is harder to give for a woman It can grate on some men when they listen to it. Fingernails on a blackboard. Like Rudy Giuliani talking through his false teeth are not a problem?
Okay, that's fine. That's
I can keep going on and on. I got more of these. I mean, why stop now?
How about his statement that he made on Imus's show that had to be bleeped out, talking about Bush down on the ranch when the country was falling apart? I mean, come on. It's anecdotal evidence.
It's not anecdotal evidence. It's a pattern that's well-established about this guy. And as usual, when you call me up and you make broad-brush statements, and then what I end up doing is I ask you to pony up on the statements you've made. What ends up happening is, Steve, you don't have anything to say except it's, you know, all opinion and blah, blah, blah. When the fact is that if you go do the research on Mr. Matthews and you go look, Mr. Matthews makes not only sexist comments about Hillary Clinton, but he makes comments about the Democratic Party. He makes comments about the country. He makes statements that he cannot back up because the poll information always indicates the opposite. Go look and see what he has said.
I'll do your research and do your homework. I'll email you some statements from Matthews that support my contention he's a liberal.
All right, you do it.
All right.
Okay, thanks. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We've got a pretty good ride just about wherever you are right now. Just the normal traffic stack right now on that north side of town. That includes southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. No surprises there. Eastbound 270 between I-76 and Vasquez. Very heavy now, as is westbound I-76 approaching I-25. You'll also notice heavier traffic on the southbound side of 225 right through the DTC. Weather outlook today. Expect that morning sunshine followed by afternoon cloudiness and thunder showers again today. High of 83. Tonight looks like we'll have mostly clear skies with a low of 55, and currently it's partly cloudy and 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon.
I actually walk to work. I run around a lot, you know, living in New York. Like to jog. I have been known to sleepwalk. I sleep with my socks on. Is that weird?
HisMatch.com username is Buddy20, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. It's okay to look. Whether it's Buddy20 or someone else, we're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
It's 551 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-600-6551. 1-800-600-6551.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget.
I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:55, 55 minutes past the hour. Chance thunderstorms, high today 82. Corporal Adam Kokesh, coming up after 7 o'clock. He's in the head of the news this morning. We'll talk about that and also the insane move by the city council last night about motorcycle noise. By the way, Joanne emails in, and Steve, I hope you're still listening. Joanne says that Chris Matthews has said on the air that he is a Republican, and then John Turk said for me to ask you this. Steve, if Chris Matthews is such a liberal, why is he supporting Rudy Giuliani? Here's David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay Marvin, you muckraking media maven, you.
You hellraiser pimp.
Hey, I know you're getting up against a break here, so I'll be real quick. Two things. First of all, as far as the whole Comcast discussion, this is David in Boulder, by the way.
Yep.
The whole Comcast discussion, you know, I got to tell these people, you know what? You don't like what you're getting. You know, it's capitalism. It's the free market economy. Make a choice. Make a different choice. Or you know what? Turn the freaking TV off and start to get a life. Because the, you know, and I've said this to you before about how media dominated we are as a culture and how it sets up so many of our expectations and interprets reality for us instead of letting us experience reality. And real quickly, because I'm such a movie buff, if you want to see where the logical conclusion of all this could lead, you know, just loving the media and in front of the tube 8 hours a day, rent Videodrome with James Woods and Deborah Harry.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yeah, but you remember that movie. Anyway, real quickly, I wanted to make that comment. Then the other comment I wanted to make this morning, because I'm an early riser, checked out NewYorkTimes.com, and I forget which federal court rendered a judgment in favor
of... Oh, yes, about the obscenity thing.
Yeah, but I love what they said, Jay. They said, we can't find the media for words that our president and vice president have used. They specifically mentioned our leaders, and then further on in the brief, they mentioned Cheney, you know, with his...
Yeah, exactly.
Comments. Yeah, so I just love that the court system still works. Anyway, that's it.
Well, we're all liberal pigs.
Yeah, that's right.
We're all liberal slime. The question is, how liberal are we? And judging from yesterday's Comcast response... the Stalinist trials will kick off at 10 o'clock this morning. Be there as my lawyer.
I'll leave you with my favorite quote from John Stuart Mill's essay on freedom. Men are greater gainers by suffering each to live as seems good to themselves than by compelling each to live as seems good to the rest.
Very good. David, good to hear your voice. See you later, man.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
All right. Getting in trouble in the military for opposing the war. We'll talk about it next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado. This is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
There will be a slight departure delay due to inclement weather.
A new government report says airline delays are the worst they've been since it began keeping track 13 years ago. A woman at Boston's Logan Airport says she's getting used to it.
My expectations have kind of been set a little bit lower.
Bad weather is the single biggest culprit, but travel expert Terry Tripler says cutbacks don't help.
The airlines have laid off a tremendous number of employees. You don't have as many employees operating the flights to get flights in and out on time, loading and unloading baggage.
Only 72% of all flights of major airlines were on time in the first 3 months of this year. Former Vice Presidential Chief of Staff Louis Libby is already in court to hear his sentence for lying in the CIA leak investigation. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. Prison time, Peter?
Maybe the former top White House official, Frank, will find out when sentencing begins about 30 minutes from now. The prosecutor would like to see him face up to 3 years in prison. Defense lawyers say that would be unfair. They're calling for probation. Along with the sentence itself, there is suspense about whether Libby will make a statement to the court. He remains silent throughout the trial, and the prosecutor says he has shown no remorse, Frank.
Be happy, don't worry. That's pretty much what President Bush will tell Russia's President Putin when they hook up in Germany this week to talk about a planned missile defense shield at Russia's doorstep.
My message will be, you know, Vladimir, I call him Vladimir, that you shouldn't fear a missile defense system.
The president is in the Czech Republic now, where part of that system would be based. Here at home, search teams looking for a medical transport plane that crashed in Lake Michigan late yesterday have found human remains. Coast Guard Captain Bruce Jones says it appears that all six people on board were killed.
Based on the condition of the aircraft debris and the human remains that have been recovered, we determined it was a high-speed and non-survivable impact.
That plane was flying from Milwaukee to Detroit with a donated transplant organ when it crashed. The Olympics will give millions of people a chance to see the finest athletes in the world.
And this is a fair start, and Sean Crawford...
But a report by a Geneva-based human rights group claims host nations have forced some 2 million people out of their homes over the past two decades to make way for the Games.
The level of trauma is experienced by uprooted families and communities is immense, incalculable damage to the people involved, but also the economic cost of doing this to communities is never properly assessed.
The group's executive director, Jean Duplessis, says poor people and minorities are usually the first ones to go. Well, if you're thinking of buying Roy Scheider's oceanfront home in the Hamptons, it's too late. Long Island Newsday says Scheider unloaded the property for close to $19 million. The buyer needs no introduction. But here's a hint. Billy Joel. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 5 points. This is CBS News.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an iron worker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to 3 daughters and 2 sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal. But no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Apply online at FirstOptionOnline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Officials at the Denver hospital where that high-profile tuberculosis patient is being treated say 2 of his 3 tests have come back negative. If the latest test is also negative, 31-year-old Andrew Speaker would be considered relatively non-contagious, but not necessarily in the clear. Meanwhile, Georgia health officials say Speaker was told in no uncertain terms not to get on an airplane, just like anyone else diagnosed with the same strain of TB.
We would tell them not to travel, that if they did so,
It was imperative that they understood that it was being done against medical advice.
Meanwhile, a spokesman at National Jewish Medical Center in Denver says bacteria could still grow in the lungs and spit and pose a risk of contagion. Attorneys for Joe Nocio asking a judge to grant a new trial in a new city. They claim the jury that convicted him in Denver was exposed to public attacks lodged against the former Quest CEO. In a series of filings, the defense also asking Judge Edward Nottingham to issue a judgment of acquittal. The odds of that, slim and none. And a Lakewood man who gave marijuana to a young boy being ordered to spend 3 years behind bars. 22-year-old Jason Ladoff learned of his sentence yesterday in a Golden courtroom. He pleaded guilty to child abuse and delinquency of a minor. Kid's mother is still facing charges. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tom. We've got a pretty nice ride across the metro area. Only wreck we have is off the highway, but it involves multiple cars. Southbound Parker Road approaching Iliff. Of course, we have heavier traffic now right through that Parker area, southbound 225 down to I-25. Also the stretch from Colfax to Mississippi. Now, the wreck's gone eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Foothills, but you can expect the usual stack near Federal. Same for eastbound 6th out of Lakewood at Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today. Morning sunshine followed by afternoon thunder showers and a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear skies, breezy, mild, low of 55. And currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient. All to help keep your Toyota moving forward.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an iron worker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to three daughters and two sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 82. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. Jay Marvin here. A military panel has recommended a general discharge for an Iraq war veteran who wore his uniform during a war protest and later responded with an obscenity to a superior who told him he might have violated military rules. Marine Corporal Adam Kokesh participated in a protest in March, clad in uniform, that had his name tag and other insignia removed after he was identified in a photo caption in the Washington Post. A superior officer sent him a letter saying he might have violated a rule prohibiting troops from wearing uniforms without authorization. After hearing yesterday before an administrative separation board at the Marine Corps Mobilization Command, the panel decided not to recommend an other than honorable discharge, choosing instead the general discharge. And on the line with us is Corporal Adam Kokesh. And Corporal Kokesh, Corporal, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
I guess I can't call you Corporal anymore, right?
Well, technically, it doesn't take effect until the general signs off on the board's recommendation, but I haven't considered myself a corporal for a long time.
All right. So you want me to just call you Adam?
Yeah, please, sir. That'd be great.
Okay. You just call me Jay, and all right, we'll be fine. Talk about you were in Iraq, and you were in an intense firefight in Fallujah, true?
Well, compared to some of the firefights in Fallujah, what I experienced was relatively mild, to be honest. I was in 18 days of combat during the siege of Fallujah in April of 2004. Received some indirect fire, rockets and mortars. Had some bullets bouncing off the door of my vehicle a couple times. But what I even in light of the second battle of Fallujah and you know what the grunts were really doing there, I was in civil affairs, and what we experienced for combat was relatively mild.
Okay, but you were there, you did see combat,
yes,
and it's not a case of somebody who's making these statements about Iraq. It's not a case of this coming from somebody who spent all their time in the green zone.
Right. That's true. I was in civil affairs in the Fallujah area, and in civil affairs, our jobs were all dealing with interacting with the Iraqi people. So we were really out in the field, out dealing with Iraqis, you know, almost every day.
All right. So you decide. So it turns your view of against the war, or did you were you against the war in the very beginning?
Well, I was a reservist, and I was going to college full time, and I went to the one day of student walkout protest, and I was against the war before the war, but I thought that afterwards, what we were doing was cleaning up our mess, and I actually took pride in that. I thought that that was responsible foreign policy, but I've since come to realize that the actual way that that reconstruction is being executed is not really in line with the rhetoric that's being used by this administration to support the occupation of Iraq.
All right, so you go to the anti-war demonstration in your uniform. You receive a letter from a superior officer. Did the letter say you had broken the rules, or did it say you might have?
Well, it said I might have, and it said I was being investigated. And because of that, I was deeply offended to see that an active-duty Marine Corps major was spending his time and, you know, therefore Marine Corps resources to investigate the political activities of an inactive reservist when Marines are dying every day in Iraq. And I expressed that in my email, and I told him to go F himself.
And what was his response to that?
He didn't actually respond to me personally. Just a few weeks later, though, I received a large package in the mail, about 18 pages. It's on my blog. That's kokesh.blogspot.com. And it was saying that I was being recommended for an other-than-honorable discharge for two serious offenses, one for disrespect and one for inappropriate wearing of the uniform. And those were both cited as violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And it has always been my understanding that the Uniform Code of Military Justice doesn't apply to members of the inactive reserve. In fact, it states that in your enlistment contract, and there is also the decades of precedent that generally support that.
So are you planning to fight this, or are you just going to go along with it?
Well, yesterday the board decided to give me a general discharge, which would not affect my benefits. So in that sense, it's a victory. And they also declared a rule that the UCMJ does not apply. However, they cited the UCMJ in their decision. So it really, the decision they made is legally faulty. And while I might not have anything at stake personally anymore except, you know, the words honorable versus general under honorable conditions, I'm going to continue to fight this as a matter of principle because it's not right for the Marine Corps to try to impose military law or any kind of military regulations on members of the inactive reserve who have an understanding that they're not subject to the UCMJ, and that's always been the precedent. And more importantly, this is clearly a case of selective prosecution.
7:12, 12 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Marine Corporal Adam Kokesh. And he is, he's in a bit of trouble for wearing his uniform to an anti-war demonstration back in March and telling a superior officer to go whatever himself, which I don't blame you for. And you are you are inactive.
That's correct.
So it's not like you're everyday military, true?
Right, well, a standard contract in the military now is for 8 years. And even though they call it a 4-year contract for active duty or a 6-year contract for a reservist, it's actually 4+4 or 6+2. And the understanding is that when you're in the IRR, your only obligation is to maintain a valid address and to report if called back to active duty. And I haven't done anything to, violate those responsibilities.
Okay. What do you make of these folks who back this war 150%, but then you ask a lot of them, and they've never served?
Well, I think that's a typical problem among neocons right now. I mean, you look at Bush, and as someone who is considers himself among the brotherhood of those who have picked up a rifle and put his life on the line to defend this country, I think Bush is a disgrace to that. I think his calling what he did in the Air Guard service is a disgrace, and I don't count him among that brotherhood. And in terms of this mission being the troops' mission, Bush isn't one of the troops. He may be the commander-in-chief, but he's a disgrace to that brotherhood.
Isn't that weird, though, that he, that Dick Cheney, who never served, and there's so many others that fall into that category, that they never served. Isn't it weird, though, that they're allowed to skate?
Absolutely. And I think it's part of the general failure of American democracy, and that failure is due to the apathy of the American people that, you know, don't closely examine their elected officials.
What do you say to people like that? Or what would you say to, say, somebody like, well, let's say the most famous draft dodger I know of all time. What about Rush Limbaugh?
Well, I'm not familiar with the particulars of his case.
Medical.
He's got an interesting show, but it's clear that he doesn't have the credibility of any of the veterans that have actually been to Iraq. And I think, you know, regardless of whether the veterans in question or that are reporting their experiences are in favor or oppose the mission in Iraq, I think their voices are the ones that are most relevant in the most pressing debate before the nation today, and there should be nothing put in the way of them, you know, expressing themselves in that regard, especially members of the inactive reserve who have served honorably, been discharged, and are, for all intents and purposes, civilians.
Do you think if you had supported the war, do you think this would have happened to you?
Oh, absolutely not. And that's the most important thing about this is that it's clearly a case of selective prosecution. And there are numerous instances of high-ranking military officers doing, you know, various political events in their uniforms, actually claiming to be representatives of the U.S. military. Now, I made that clear in our demonstration, and this was a unique demonstration where we were simulating a combat patrol in order to bring a part of the truth of the war home and, you know, show the American people what it's like to live under American military-imposed occupation. And we made it very clear that we were representing Iraq Veterans Against the War, and we were representing ourselves as veterans. And I removed the name tapes and the rank insignia from my uniform, not to cover my back in any way, but just to be in the spirit of that. And it was very clear that we weren't representing the government, the Department of Defense, or the United States Marine Corps.
You see, you know, now there's reports in the news that the surge is not working.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I don't think most people who have been following this are surprised.
Well, it's the first surge that's been touted just largely with the word surge, and, you know, they're bragging about it as being a surge, that's a strategy. But if you look at the history of the escalation of the occupation, it's not the first surge, and none of the previous ones have worked.
Yeah, that's true, too. Where do you think all this is going to end up?
Well, my case may end up in federal court, and if that's the case, we hope to set a precedent, because anything that's done by a military separation board has no enforceable precedent. Every separation board can pretty much do whatever they want, but if it can be challenged in federal court and there's a precedent, then that precedent has to be recognized. But what's really interesting about this decision of the board yesterday is that they kind of chickened out against taking a real stance on my case. If they had gone ahead and giving me another than honorable discharge, I could have respected that, at least respected the board members for making that decision. If they had said, you're right, the UCMJ should not be applied, and we're not going to cite it here, and therefore we can't take any action, I would have respected that too. But the fact is, they took the easy way out, and I think they were doing that because they would hope that this would go away and that I would roll over and ignore the principles. But the Marine Corps trained me well. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to stop fighting until the fight's over.
Yeah, that was my observation. That basically what they really want here from you is they just want you to...
They want me to shut up and go away.
Yeah, they basically want you to shut up and go away, and they want to put the whole thing behind them and put you in a position basically where maybe with a little bit of luck you won't speak out.
Bad chance.
Well...
They messed with the wrong veteran.
Yeah. That's apparently so. I just don't know what else to say to you other than this whole thing from A to Z is such a damn tragedy, and I think I'm as frustrated as everybody else is about this guy who leads the country, about the position that we're in, about the whole thing about the troops being constantly pimped. And these claims made that if you don't support the policy, you don't support you've heard all this, you don't support the troops, and it's frustrating.
Point that about this hearing yesterday, the only two combat veterans in the room the entire time where myself and my attorney, Michael Leibowitz, who served with an Army Pathfinder unit, neither the prosecutor, officially the recording officer, or any of the three members of the board had served in combat.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. Why aren't these guys in Iraq?
Oh, they're busy pushing paper and harassing people that disagree with them.
Yeah, when you're sitting there, I mean, didn't you have that feeling? I mean, I always feel that way when I see these college campus young Republicans talking about how, I gotta go get them, they'll fight the war on terror, and then, you know, they mouth off all that stuff. Well, they look healthy to me. How come they're not in the Sunni triangle? I mean, they should be drafted first, don't you think?
Well, if they did, they might be forced to go to Iraq and see the reality of things, and then they'd change their mind, and then the administration would really have no base of support.
What do you say to somebody who is listening now, the one or two, or we probably don't even have that many, but the one or two people who are listening who are saying, well, I support the president 150%, and I support what we're doing in Iraq, and I think that the policy is right. What do you say to them?
Listen to the people who have been there. Now, there are people there that do support the mission, and not all veterans are unified on this, but the veterans are the ones that can give you the truth about what's really going on the ground. And I think it's horrible to see that any American still trusts the government. And you see, even on both sides of this debate, people are citing things like the National Intelligence Estimate and statements made by General Petraeus and, you know, by all sorts of garbage that comes out of the administration. And, you know, we were lied into this war, and it's becoming more and more clear that it's nothing but lies that are keeping us in this occupation. And in order to really get to the truth, you really have to get down to, the witnesses of what's going on in Iraq and really get, you know, factual basis. You can't make your arguments based on the way that the administration or any of the proponents of this policy have pretended to extract the truth and boil it down and use it to support their position. You really have to think for yourself.
Well, it's hard for a lot of people to do. All right, one last question. What about the struggle over the funding? Do you agree with the way the Democrats voted, or do you disagree with that?
I think they're all spineless.
So they should have cut the funding off.
Yeah, the power of the purse is actually outlined in the Constitution. It's a valid power, and they've been given that power by the American people, and they chose not to exercise it, and I think that's pathetic.
What do you say to the argument that they don't want to play chicken with the troops and that they don't want to leave the troops stranded over there with no money?
I think the best thing we can do to support the troops and our brothers and sisters currently serving in Iraq is to get them out of harm's way and bring them home now. And I think the Democrats realize this, and I think they're just being chicken about the politics of this because they're too concerned about getting reelected.
All right. Also, what about your website and this question about you went to the hearing and you kept track how many times Alberto Gonzalez said he didn't remember?
Right, and there were two interesting immediate results of my small demonstration there. Someone actually told Alberto Gonzalez that I was there, not me personally, but that someone was keeping track, that he was saying I don't recall too many times. And after the lunch break for about 20 minutes, he didn't say it once. And then after 20 minutes, he just lost it and went right back into it. But also he said, I don't, and caught himself at least 100 times. And I'd like to personally take credit for making him sound like twice the idiot he would have otherwise. But also, Senator Schumer mentioned in his closing remarks that how many times he had said, I don't remember, I don't recall. So it was great to see that. But then I noticed on the Daily Show when they covered it like a week later, they were making fun of the Attorney General, of course, and then John Stewart said, well, 99.99% of America thought he looked like an idiot. The other 0.001% was this guy. And then it cut to the president saying, I was very proud of the Attorney General's testimony. He did a great job answering the questions to the best of his ability. And if I'm on the opposite side of the president, I definitely pissed somebody off.
Yeah, I think so. The trouble is trying to get through to these people who out there who are just hanging on and refuse to see or open their eyes as to what's going on here. I find that to be very frustrating.
Well, I think in a lot of the debates about the occupation, many of the proponents and supporters of the administration sort of go back to, you know, why we went to war in the first place. Now, I was against the war, and that was even believing in all of the faulty intelligence. And that was me believing in all the lies at the time that the American people understood to be fact back then. But I think in order to reach out to these people, we have to say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why we went to war. It doesn't matter that the intelligence was faulty. But let's look at what we're doing right now. We're imposing martial law on a sovereign nation. We're getting in the way of Iraq and, you know, being able to create its natural rule of law. We're wasting American lives. We're wasting Iraqi lives. We're wasting billions and billions of dollars. And we're creating more and more enemies every day. Now, it may be bad to pull out of Iraq. There may be great consequences to that. But it was bad a year ago. Now it'll be really bad if we pull out. But if we stay there a year and then pull out, it'll be really, really, really bad.
So we need to do it now. I couldn't agree with you more. Corporal, thank you so much for your time this morning. Certainly appreciate it. We urge everybody to go to IVAW.org. And also, plug your blog real quick.
It's Kokesh.blogspot.com, and my last name, Kokesh, is spelled K-O-K-E-S-H.
All right, good luck to you, and keep in touch. And we'll have you back on after this whole thing. Well, when you start getting your appeals process underway, we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. There's Corporal Adam Kokesh, who is a member of the Iraq Veterans Against the War and is in trouble when a military panel recommended a general discharge for him for wearing his uniform during a war protest and later responded with an obscenity to his superior who told him he might have violated the military rules. You know, if we have any vets out there that have served, you want to weigh in on this? And also, not only, you know what, I just want to talk to vets. And if we don't get any calls, that's fine. But if you're a vet, you want to weigh in on this about what's happening?
What you doing? Watching Mr. Miller. He's on his computer. See him through the window? Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. He's looking at leafguard.com.
That's the gutter that never clogs. It's ruined all our squirrely fun and backed up gutters and kept all those humans off their ladder.
Quick, distract him. I've got an idea.
What are you doing? No, not that wire.
What? Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
A healthy change of Purina One can make. See the difference in your dog, like a healthy energy level, skin, coat, teeth, and gums, and digestion. Here's what you need to do. Call them at 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you'll get a free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. We trust Purina One. You will trust them, too. You'll learn to trust them, and you'll see your dog will love it. And it's healthy and good for your dog, too. See the difference for yourself. 1-888-606-BARK. Call today or go online at PurinaOneChallenge.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, our five locations have been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Basil Doc's has four Denver metro locations: Washington Park, Crestmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
This is Cy Pennington, and if you're in the market to buy a home, here's a valuable tip. Realtor.com. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the site with more properties than anywhere else. Start your search today at Realtor.com.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair and slightly unbalanced. And as always, the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program. Your radio support group of, by, and for we the people.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 at Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 82. Military panels recommended a general discharge for an Iraq war veteran who wore his uniform during a war protest and later responded with an obscenity to his superior, told him that he might have violated military rules. That's Marine Corporal Adam Kokish, and we just talked to him on the phone. I want to know how, if you're... if you've spent any time in the military, particularly if you have seen combat, I'd love to talk to you and see what your position is about this. Should he be kicked out? That would be number one. And then number two, just your whole take on where we are at this particular time with the war. 303-713-7600. We'll go to your calls coming up. And I got a couple open lines. Let's go to Gina with a look at traffic. Gina.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Typical rush hour delays just about wherever you are. Eastbound I-70 going to be a little bit more difficult than usual. We've had a crash there in the area right near Havana, so we've got some delays back to Quebec. Eastbound lanes also at peak volume right through the I-25 interchange. And they're still clearing that wreck off the roadway, southbound Parker Road approaching Iliff. We had multiple vehicles involved there. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, afternoon thunder showers, high of 83. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
An early spring application of Revive is the first step to a beautiful lawn. Apply Revive now to take advantage of spring.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Get the good stuff.
Hi, Michael Waltrip here. You don't have to drive a 500-mile race to know the importance of getting the most out of a tank of gas. Let NAPA help make your fuel go further with 3M Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $8.49 a bottle. It not only keeps your car running smooth, it also restores power and fuel efficiency. The pros have trusted 3M car care products for years, and you can too.
NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
That you may need the help of a personal injury lawyer. Let me tell you about two friends of mine that are Progressive trial lawyers, and they're damn good guys. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They believe in and support AM 760 Progressive Talk. They've got years of personal injury experience. They fight corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. Look, you get into medical malpractice, you get into getting pushed around by your insurance company, you're going to need some help. You pay those premiums, you deserve an honest and fair deal. And Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are the folks to go to bat for you. I trust them with my life. They're my friends, and I'm proud to get on the air and talk about them. The Law Offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 82. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Military panel has recommended a general discharge for an Iraq veteran who wore his uniform during a war protest and later responded with an obscenity to his superior who told him he might have violated military rules. That's Marine Corporal Adam Kokish, and we just had him on. And I want to hear from veterans about how you feel about his stance. Let's go to Allison in the Boulder. Allison, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. This is my first time calling. I was listening to Adam, and it really struck a nerve with me. I support him fully, by the way. I was a Titan missile launch officer in the Air Force when Reagan was president, and I was a JAG officer in the Air Force during the first Gulf War, and spent some time here in the Colorado Air National Guard. And I just find it just abysmal. I've been dealing with this issue for the last 25 years as both a civilian attorney and a military lawyer with the way they selectively reach out and retaliate against servicemen who are saying things that are against the party line. And stretching the limits of the UCMJ to do so. And it's just infuriating and a waste of military resources to do so.
Yeah, that's why I've always wondered when people like Joe Lieberman and others who support the administration's position on Iraq, when they come back and they tell you that, well, I've been to Iraq and I've talked to the troops. Well, really? I mean, you think that they're actually really going to tell you what they think? Because if they do, and you tell somebody, then they're in trouble.
I remember when I was a missile launch officer. This was a long time ago. It was almost 25 years ago. Reagan was president, and we were talking about deactivating the Titan missiles pursuant to the first SALT treaty. And the Secretary of Defense had come out to brief us out at the missile wing out at Davis-Monthan. And we were all standing there. We've been briefed in advance, and there were certain things we could say and couldn't say. A young airman next to me got in a lot of trouble for just rolling his eyes while the Secretary of Defense was talking. So give me a break. I mean, Joe Lieberman didn't get the straight scoop from any veteran or any active duty soldier that he talked to when he went to Iraq.
No, and I think what's sad is that we as a public are not getting the straight scoop either. You know, really, we're not, except for people like this corporal who's got the guts to come forward and speak out. And to me, that makes him more of an American than a lot of these folks who support this and they have, like, no combat experience. They've never been there. You know what I'm saying?
I do, and I think we need more veterans like Adam to be speaking out in a public forum, and I'm really glad he's only getting a general discharge. He won't lose any of his veterans' benefits as a result. He might not care about that now. He might care about that in 20 years when he wants to buy a house or something. So, you know, fortunately, the Military Discharge Board saw through some of that BS and only recommended the general discharge. But still, I mean, what a waste of time and resources to even take him before an administrative discharge board.
Yeah, I hear you. Allison, thank you. Thank you for your service to the country, and thanks for calling us.
Thank you, Kay.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Joe in Fort Collins. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Doing great. I want to weigh in on this. Allison kind of, not in a bad way, stole my thunder, obviously, with the legal jargon and background she's got. She can hit this from all sorts of angles. But as far as someone, I'm getting out of the military here in a couple days, actually, and I'm just ashamed by the whole thing. I'm ashamed that they would waste the time, they would waste the resources, and that they would take his service and kind of throw it back at him and do this to him. Because, I know you keep saying he was in uniform, but technically he wasn't. He was in a military uniform, but with no insignia, no name tapes, no rank. So that's just
and he's inactive, right?
Right. Oh, totally. And the inactive Ready Reserve, like Adam kept saying, is basically you're a civilian. So why is he being looked at more stringently than anyone else? And like he said, I guarantee you, if he was going to go do something for the Republican Party or do something for the administration, there would be no one would find fault with that. You know, like he said, it was a selective prosecution. It was one of those things where they're taking advantage of the fact that he's against the war, and they're trying to use him, I think, as a talking point. They want to give him a general discharge so they can say, look what we did to folks that are against the war. They can't speak out against it, and so on and so forth. So, you know, the right wing, the wing nuts, are going to try to use him as a talking point.
You know, the sad thing is the troops are used as a talking point.
No, it sucks, Jay. It's really terrible. Because, again, like if you talk to anyone that's actually been over there, of course they support each other. Of course they're not going to speak out because they know the consequences of that. And, you know, we're instructed in the UCMJ not to do so. And that's perfectly within their right to do so. But once the uniform comes off and once we're in the inactive Ready Reserve or civilians, then we've got our First Amendment rights back.
How long have you been in?
9 years.
9 years? What are you going to do now?
I actually got a job lined up in Denver. So,
oh, good for you. Do you feel funny in getting out?
I do. And, you know, today's my last day. I've got a few weeks of terminal leave is what they call it, and I'm still in the military until the end of that. But today's my official last day being in the Air Force, and I feel a little bit strange.
Let me ask you one last thing here. What influenced you to get out?
Again, it's sort of good timing as far as where I'm stationed now, and, you know, being in Colorado is a good thing, so trying to do that. And, you know, the nine-year point is almost the, make the commitment all the way or cut the cord. You know what I mean? You know about the 20-year retirement in the military?
Oh, yeah, right.
So once I get over that 10-year point, you're sort of like, well, I might as well stay in the extra 10 years and work hard and get the retirement. But at the nine-year point, I feel comfortable getting out. Oh, you know, I'm the kind of guy, actually, I'd be comfortable getting out at the 12 or 14-year point because I don't think that I have lived my life as necessarily a military person. You know, I haven't hung my reputation on being in the Air Force or being an officer in the military. And, you know, it's all good things. You know, right now I train folks to be in the military. And, you know, I definitely support the Air Force and the Armed Forces and what we're doing as far if we have a mission. But as far as the reasons I'm getting out is it's just good timing. And like you said, my support of current policy has been waning, and it's one of those things where it's a good time for me.
All right, man. Well, we wish you luck. Thank you for your service to the country. And,
thanks, Jay.
And man, good luck to you, and keep in touch.
I will. I seem to call back. This is my second call to you, and the first time I called was when you were talking about Congressman Rangel's proposal to draft folks. And I seem to weigh in a lot in Veterans Affairs, and when you make a call and you say, hey, I want veterans to weigh in, I'm definitely on board because I've been listening to your show for going on, I think, 2 years now. Have you been in Denver 2 years?
Yeah, a little over 2 years now.
Yeah,
this
and,
time.
You know, I really enjoyed it, and I want you to keep up what you're doing, and you did a great job.
Well, thanks, man. I need the support. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it, man. Have a
all
good
right,
day.
Thanks, Jay.
All right,
you.
See you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Steve in Golden. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Oh, really good. While I was sitting on queue and getting more information, especially from your last caller, who, by the way, welcome back to civilian life, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm an Army brat, and my original opinion was, as a soldier, he shouldn't speak out or be prepared to face the consequences, although I agree wholeheartedly with his position, and I respect it. And as a civilian, I fight for our soldiers coming back from Iraq. As a soldier, the whole system breaks down if he protests. But then again, your last caller kind of clarified that he's inactive. He wasn't wearing his official uniform.
Yeah, not only that, but also you're going to have times where, well, this is something you have to grapple with. And this is not something that not only affects the military. I think it affects everybody. And it certainly affects everybody in adult life. Well, it even affects you when you're a kid. And there are going to be times where do you do what the law tells you to do and what you know you're supposed to do, or do you do what your heart dictates that you do because and your conscience dictates that you do because you think something is absolutely wrong?
It goes back to Gandhi and King. I mean, civil disobedience is one thing, but there is a consequence for that. So you can't expect to have it both ways.
I think there's a consequence for any action you take in life, but the thing is, do you do you speak out Well, all right, go ahead, because I know you want to answer.
I just understand the quandary, and I have great respect for him for what he's done, and especially what he did to Gonzalez. That was awesome. You know, just pointing out, I can't recall, you know.
Yeah.
But he was dressed in civilian, garb and stuff, but as a representative of the military, he's honor-bound not to speak against the commander-in-chief, who... It's hard for me to say that because I speak against the commander-in-chief all the time because the guy's a bumbling fool. But as a soldier, he's not in a position to do that. As a civilian, he definitely is, and as a matter of fact, it's his responsibility. But
all right, so should he be discharged or should...
Gosh, after listening to your other caller, I need to make more details. I guess
Listen. Think about this for a second. How are you or myself or anybody else going to really get the straight picture as to what's going on and how people in the military feel about Iraq? How are we going to get a straight picture if they're not allowed to talk? The only way that we can get any kind of a picture is through official channels or through parrots like Joe Lieberman, or John McCain, who just repeat.
Getting a straight view from those two? Are you kidding me?
Well, that's what I mean. So how do we, if they're not allowed to say anything, how do we figure out where they're at?
Well, there's just been this deluge of generals that have just retired and are speaking out. I mean.
Yeah, Sanchez is the latest one.
Yeah, and you don't hear about them anywhere except for on, like, the Colbert Report. You won't hear them on the mainstream medias and. Because they just kind of quash it. It seems like the media is complicit in the cover-up of what's going on over there. But the whole thing is he did it the right route. He resigned his position and then spoke out. You know, a lot of upper-ranking officers have done that. A lot of veterans have done that. And here again, I'm not a vet, but I come from a military family. My father was a colonel, and I've got a brother that... in the Air Force and another brother that's in the Navy, and their viewpoints are similar to mine. My wife is similar to mine. It's like, you signed up, you're a soldier, that's what you do, you know, and you have my greatest respect, but as a soldier, your position is to, you know, there's a chain of command, but if you choose to disagree with what's going on, well, I don't know, once the uniform comes off, you can blog or whatever.
Well, no, not according to this, not according to the Defense Department. You can't even blog. All right, listen, Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate it and hope you have a good day, and thanks for the call.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right. 303-713-7600, especially if you're a veteran. I'd love to talk to you about this. Should vets and should active duty military personnel, should they be allowed to engage in any war protests? Should they be allowed to speak out about what's happening? 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about the Kennedy brothers. Right now, we'll talk about traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're dealing with this crash eastbound lanes of I-70 that has traffic slowing between Quebec and Havana. So watch out for that. It looks like it's minor. Shouldn't be there too long. Still have wreck activity. Multiple vehicles southbound Parker Road approaching Iliff. And we've had a crash as well on the right shoulder eastbound Hamden just after Sheridan. Other than that, you can just expect the usual slow pockets around the metro area through the rush hour. Weather outlook today, you can expect afternoon thundershowers and a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and mild. Going down to 55 degrees, and tomorrow looks like we could get some winds going up to 79. Currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use it directed, only brand clinically tested.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
To drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus multiply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Parents, to avert the tragedy of missing children means more than saying, don't talk to strangers. Give your children specific examples of situations to avoid danger. More importantly, never leave your child alone in a parked car, in a mall, or on the streets. If you have any information about a missing child, please call 1-800-THE-LOST. This important message, courtesy of Denver Industrial Sales and Service in Denver. They serve the community with quality and integrity. Call 303-935-2485.
Looking to fly nonstop from Denver to Oakland? Southwest Airlines can get you there nonstop starting June 17th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you farther on nonstop flights. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Live, local, and progressive. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
755. It's 5 minutes away from the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms today. High of 82. Barack Obama's Walk for Change is coming up. That's this Saturday, June the 9th at 9 a.m. That's at South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. For more information on this, visit am760.net, and I'll be there passing out the brand new AM 760 bumper stickers that say it's our flag, too. And if you want to get one, meet me there this Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Let's get back on the phones here about Marine Corporal Adam Kokesh, who participated in a protest in March and got in trouble for it because they say he had his uniform on. Let's go to Kurt in Boulder. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Jay, I'm a veteran. I served in Vietnam in 1968 and 69 and came home, was stationed at Fort Carson, and published an anti-war paper with a late friend of mine, Tom Roberts. And I was court-martialed a couple of times. It was never for my anti-war activities. It was for trumped-up stuff like my haircut wasn't right or, you know, I was not in the right place at the right time. But the thing about wearing the uniform is we never did that. And the reason was, just coming back from Vietnam, personally, I didn't want to go to the stockade and be in a position where they could beat the crap out of me, you know, so I wasn't going to do anything that was going to get me put in the stockade. But back then, you could protest. We published the paper. We couldn't distribute it on post, but we distributed it at the gate. And, you know, we opposed the war and tried to tell the truth because the Army never tells the truth. I don't know. Understand why the Army has such a thing about not telling the truth. They never tell you the truth about anything.
I know. The Pentagon doesn't tell you the truth about anything either.
It's disgusting. And the reason that we're never going to have a draft in this war is they don't want draftees coming back and speaking their mind. You know, when you're not a career person, you come back, you know, you get out, you can say whatever you want. Back then, you could say it while you were in. You know, you just couldn't wear your uniform. And, you know, that was the one thing we didn't do. You know, we respected that and respected the uniform and like that. But other than that, you know, we got right down with it as far as protesting was going.
Do you think this, what's being done to him, do you think it's politically motivated?
Well, obviously it's politically motivated. The whole thing is politics, you know. Like, they don't want anyone saying anything derogatory about the war. I mean, there were things going on in Vietnam. I mean, like, My Lai was the tip of the iceberg. Like, you know, killing prisoners, stuff your body count, stuff like that happened all the time. All the time, you know. They didn't want you talking about
that. Right.
They didn't want anything like that out there, you know. But I went over there and I fought for my right for free speech. And by God, when I came back, I was going to exercise it. And I did, you know, and, you know, it was a lot of grief, and I might still be getting grief today for it, but, you know, I wouldn't go back and change anything. I mean, somebody's got to tell the truth about what's going on, you know?
Yeah, and Iraq reminds me so much of Vietnam, where they're always telling us they're making progress and something's happening, and it always turns out to be exactly the opposite. Kurt, thank you for your service to the country, and thanks for calling the show.
Bye.
All right. Coming up, we'll take an intimate look at the Kennedy brothers, John and Robert. Brand new book out about them. Plus, the Denver City Council gets active. Stop all that motorcycle noise. We'll talk about that waste of time, too.
Get a sneak peek of Bruce Springsteen with the Sessions Band live in Dublin. Listen to the entire CD online and on demand before you can hear it anywhere else on AM760.net. Brought to you by Columbia Records.
If you're sick and tired of watching your hair get thinner and thinner, we're about to challenge everything you think you know about hair loss and hair restoration, because we're going to send you a free report and DVD that separates fact from fiction, so you'll learn the difference between bogus hair growth products and a proven medical solution. The world's only permanent solution, one that's affordable on nearly every budget, is used by hundreds of celebrities and professional athletes, and has been featured in Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times. When it comes to hair loss, you're going to be blown away by what you learn.
and you'll never look at hair loss or hair restoration the same way again. Call now for your free report and DVD. 1-800-700-1798. Come on, we dare you to call for the free report and DVD. Call Bosley today at 1-800-700-1798. It's time you rethink hair loss. For your free report and DVD, call 1-800-700-1798. 1-800-700-1798.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. He was convicted of doing the crime, lying in the CIA leak investigation. Now former Vice Presidential aide Louis Libby is about to find out if he'll have to do any time. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. What's the latest, Peter?
Well, sentencing's underway right now, Frank. Prosecutors want an up to 3-year prison term. Libby's lawyer suggests probation. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen says sentencing will close a damaging chapter for the administration.
I don't think there's any way that Libby will be able to avoid jail time. The only question is whether the judge allows his appeal to play out before he has to report to prison, and it wouldn't surprise me if that's what happened.
White House aides brush aside any talk of a presidential pardon until the legal process is over. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Flight delays. The government report says they've never been worse. Only 72% of the flights on major airlines were on time during the first 3 months of the year. Bad weather gets most of the blame.
You throw a thunderstorm in or a blizzard anywhere, and you've got a problem, and the system collapses. And that's why the tremendous numbers show up, because we will have days where no flights get out, so they're all delayed.
Travel expert Terry Tripler. Speaking in Prague, President Bush defended a proposed missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. Russia's President Putin says that system at his front door would be a threat to Russia. The president will try to change his mind at this week's G8 summit. If you've ever been convicted of a sex crime, a few keystrokes on a popular website could send you back to prison.
MySpace could be a ticket back to the slammer. Last week, one Connecticut parolee was back in state custody after creating two profiles on MySpace. Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says more than half the 210 sex offenders in Connecticut who use MySpace are on parole. And if they've been found to have emailed minors, they might be sent back to prison. Nick Young, CBS News.
A group that's against the death penalty is trying to get the names of medical personnel who took part in a recent execution. Live to CBS's Larry Miller. Larry, what's behind this?
Well, Frank, in the botched Ohio execution of Christopher Newton, it took 10 jabs over 90 minutes to find a vein. So long, the condemned man had a bathroom break. The ACLU wants to know the identities of execution teams, not just in Ohio, but around the country. Death penalty proponents say naming executioners could lead to their intimidation, while those against capital punishment argue the public has a right to know. Frank?
Heard from Osama bin Laden, a Taliban leader whose brother was killed last month, says he received a condolence note from bin Laden. CBS News analyst Jerry Van Dyke says sending a letter was risky, but bin Laden felt he had to.
It's obviously a chance that he took, but he felt that he had to do this because Mansour Dadullah is becoming vocal, has taken over from his brother, and is an important member of the Taliban.
Dadullah says bin Laden is alive, well, and active. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 69 points, NASDAQ down 7. This is CBS News.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations, travel and book by March 31st, 2008, subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
Snuggie means kissing, and I've never been told anything otherwise.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Well, yes, I would consider that I am a good snogger, as you might put it.
Her Match.com username is Cute Brit Chick, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver's Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette says she's going to co-sponsor two bills that would revoke authorization for the Iraq War and bring U.S. troops home by next June. Degette says she decided to support the measures after meeting with the families of soldiers while back here at home during the Memorial Day recess. Degette has opposed the war from the beginning and says it's time President Bush respects the wills of the American people. Officials at that Denver hospital where a high-profile TB patient is being treated say two of his three spit tests have come back negative. Results from a third test of his phlegm and saliva could come today, indicating whether 31-year-old Andrew Speaker is not contagious. But TB expert Dr. Stephen Katowski says that's not likely.
If you have a communicable disease, the risk of contagion is not zero.
Meanwhile, Speaker's father says he has three audio tapes which prove his son was never told not to fly. And Beth Twitty and John Ramsey both share tragedy and loss, and now they share a budding friendship. That's according to the lawyer who represents both of them. Lynn Wood says the mother of missing Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway and the father of slain child beauty queen JonBenet met last year through an organization that arranges speaking engagements. Wood declines to say if the two are dating. Twitty is separated from her husband. Ramsey, of course, is a widower. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, problems for the north side of town. We have a very heavy stop-and-go traffic southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. Also, a power outage reported in the area that's affecting some of your signal lights. So watch out, especially at 104th and Federal, and again at Sheridan. We have a number of other intersections. You want to be careful to treat those as four-way stops. Clearing off a crash eastbound I-70 at Havana, and we're still pretty stacked up eastbound I-70 through the I-25 corridor. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine followed by afternoon thunder showers and a high of 83. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a single transaction using your SuperCard, you qualify for 10-cent 4x6 prints. See store for details. Right store, right price.
He was a first lieutenant with the 15th Field Artillery Regiment in World War I. He was an iron worker who helped build the Chrysler Building in New York City. He was a father to three daughters and two sons. He is waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 82. Good to have you along. The Hidden History of the Kennedy Years, Brothers, by David Talbot. And David Talbot tells a compelling story of the Kennedy administration from the perspective of the inner circle of men who served President Kennedy. It is also the story of two brothers working together, sharing an unprecedented bond, and the never-before-told tale of Robert Kennedy's secret, wrenching a search to track down JFK's killers before his own assassination. David Talbot, of course, is an acclaimed journalist and the founder of Salon.com, and it's a real privilege to have him on the show. And David, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay. Great to be here.
For those of us who are my age, I'm 54, and maybe a little younger, this book deals and takes us into behind the scenes and in the areas that a lot of us have longed to go for a long, long time and have wondered about all of these things. And this book seems to cover a lot of the unanswered questions. Now, I remember seeing you this had to be a couple of weeks ago. I remember seeing you, I think, on Hardball, and Vincent Bugliosi was, like, really pounding you. Man, he was upset. I felt like saying, what's the problem here? What are you so threatened by?
Well, exactly. I thought after hearing what a great courtroom lawyer Vince was, that he actually really lost it on that
show.
Yeah,
he did.
And afterwards, he was fuming still backstage, and he, you know, I went to shake his hand, and he didn't want to shake it at first. He finally did. The producers were trying to keep us separate,
But I just felt that I was debating it on the merits of the case, and I was pointing out to him, I mean, his beloved Warren Commission, which, of course, he defends in his book as the, you know, the official version, of course, what happened in Dallas. I pointed out that even members of the own commission, including Senator Richard Russell, said later in their lives that they didn't believe the conclusions of that report, that they actually thought Oswald did not act alone, that there were others involved in the planning of the crime. And that's what Bobby Kennedy also thought. And that's why I wrote this book. I didn't want to go down the same tunnel that many conspiracy books have done. Many, many of these books, as you know, I wanted to use Bobby Kennedy as a light into that tunnel. And to me, the one great mystery of this case that has never been looked at is what Robert Kennedy, the Attorney General of the United States, JFK's devoted brother, what he thought really happened in Dallas.
What did he think happened?
He immediately concluded that very afternoon that Oswald wasn't the full story, that there had been gunfire from the front as well as from behind, from the famous Grassy Knoll area. People who were in the motorcade, who he trusted, Kenny O'Donnell, the White House aide, who had been a Harvard roommate of Bobby's and had been part of the Kennedy story from the very beginning. He and Dave Powers, another White House aide, were riding 10 feet behind the president's limousine in another car. And they immediately told the FBI and Bobby that they heard and saw gunfire from the front as well as from behind. Jackie Kennedy, of course, herself, in the car with her husband, said, "I want them to see what they've done to my husband." She immediately had the same impression. This is what Bobby Kennedy's hearing, also from Secret Service people who were there that day. So Bobby Kennedy immediately knows that there's been more than one shooter. And in his mind, what he immediately concludes is this is a plot that has come out of one of the more shadowy areas of the government, an area that he was in charge of. And, of course, he felt enormously guilty that he wasn't able to stop the plot for the rest of his life. And this was the CIA's secret war on Fidel Castro.
Right.
A war that had brought together not only intelligence officials, but the mafia.
You know, I've told this story to a ton of friends, but I don't think I've ever told it on the air. When I worked in Tampa, this had to be 18 years ago, 19 years ago now, guy calls me up one day on the air and starts talking about the assassination. Says to me, if I want to find out more about it, I should call him back. Well, in talk, you get that all the time.
Sure.
But I thought, what the hell? I'll call him and see what he has to say. This guy turned out to be Ted Lee. Theodore Lee. Theodore Lee was the guy who operated the Fair Play for Cuba committee and signed Lee Harvey Oswald's card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he's still alive. I don't know. He was in poor health then, living in virtual poverty. He told me that there was something not right about Oswald.
Mm-hmm.
That Oswald was doing a couple of things. One, he was selling memberships to the organization and pocketing the money. And two, that they believed that he was a plant and that he had nefarious connections. And he told me that he thought, honestly, that JFK was assassinated by Cuban exiles working in the CIA and the mob. I don't know if that's true or not. And when I ask him to prove all of this to me, when I ask him to prove the whole thing about Lee Harvey Oswald, he pulled out old newspaper clippings, and sure enough, there was his name.
Well, I do think, and again, more importantly, Robert Kennedy himself thought that Lee Harvey Oswald had some intelligence connections. I point out in the book, and this has never been reported before, that Bobby Kennedy had informers in the Cuban exile community in Miami because he was very concerned about the kind of dangerous chatter in that community against his brother after, of course, the Bay of Pigs fiasco, the failed invasion of Cuba. And these Cuban exiles, who, of course, were very militant characters, who were very intent on getting back to Cuba and overthrowing Castro, thought the Kennedys had sold them out. And so from that point on, not only the Cuban exiles, but the CIA and the Pentagon, many hardliners in the administration were ardently opposed to the Kennedy administration. And so Robert Kennedy's looking into that area, and as I say, he had informers in the Cuban exile community, and they were reporting to him about Lee Harvey Oswald, the strange character, who they came across in New Orleans. I believe that Bobby thought that Oswald was playing some kind of low-level intelligence role. I think Oswald was in over his head in Dallas. I'm not sure he knew entirely what the operation was all about. But his mother, of course, also told the Warren Commission, Marina Oswald, that her son was an intelligence agent of some sort. He defects to the Soviet Union and gets back into the United States with surprising ease. Senator Richard Schweiker, later of the Church Committee, which investigated the CIA in the 1970s, said, quote, the fingerprints of U.S. intelligence are all over Lee Harvey Oswald. So this is why Robert Kennedy, and I tell this story as well in the book, an amazing tale. A week after Dallas, he and Jackie send a trusted family emissary to Moscow named William Walton, and he carries with him a confidential message from the Kennedy family to the Soviet government, in which he says, don't worry, we know that you were not behind the assassination of JFK, because, of course, Oswald was being portrayed in the media and by the CIA and the FBI as a communist agent at that point, but the Kennedys aren't buying that. They say Kennedy, President Kennedy, was a victim of a high-level domestic political plot. This is what they're telling our enemy, the Russians, at the height of the Cold War, a remarkable thing at this point, because Bobby Kennedy, at this point, puts more confidence in the Russian government than he does in his own.
8:16, 16 minutes after, right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Talbot, he's the author of The Hidden History of the Kennedy Years. It's called Brothers. What about this idea that the Kennedys were so... And Bugliosi, when he was on Hardball, tried to play this down. I couldn't believe that he was playing this down. That they were estranged or alienated from the American security apparatus at the height of the Cold War, plus the idea that there was no conflict between Robert Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, I just as I told Bugliosi on air, and he didn't like to hear this either, but it's the truth. I said, Vincent, you are no historian. You're not a historian. You're not a journalist. You're not an investigator. You're a courtroom lawyer who can prove anything. That's their job. He was given the job, Vincent Bugliosi, many years ago on television in England, of prosecuting Lee Harvey Oswald. So he got it in his head that Oswald had to be the only story here, the sole culprit. And for 20 years, he's, like any lawyer, found whatever evidence he can to support that. But he's not a historian, and he doesn't know what the actual tensions, the dark tensions within the Kennedy administration were. I investigated this area. In fact, I didn't plan to, but as I got into my book, that became such an obvious storyline to me. When you read the interviews, the oral histories with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, or you actually talk to some of the people who served in the administration, as I did, Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, and Ted Sorensen, Kennedy's chief speechwriter and aide, and Dick Goodwin and others, it becomes obvious right away that after the Bay of Pigs, the Kennedy government is a government at war with itself. The Joint Chiefs and the heads of the CIA are saying the Kennedys are weak, that they're putting the country at risk. General Curtis LeMay, the head of the Air Force, notorious character. He wanted to go to nuclear war with the Soviet Union. He thought we should take them out, or try to. He says the Kennedy crowd are cockroaches that should be stepped on. So this is the kind of poisonous feeling within the administration. Kennedy himself is so alarmed by the kind of mutinous feeling rising within the military that after the bestseller 7 Days in May is published in 1962,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, was written by a friend of his, a Look magazine journalist named Fletcher Neville, who also was concerned about the feelings in the military that he was picking up on. This, of course, is a political thriller about an attempted military coup in Washington. Kennedy is so concerned that the American people know this that he goes to friends in Hollywood, John Frankenheimer, the famous director, and asks him to make the movie version of 7 Days in May. So Kennedy obviously felt this at the time. The people in Kennedy's circle felt these very vitriolic feelings that were coming out of the CIA and the Pentagon. I don't know why Mr. Bugliosi can't detect this. He should read my book.
I don't know why he couldn't either. And I want to ask you, you've got a quote here in the book, and it's at the very beginning, and it's really disturbing. I was kind of shocked to read it. It's Robert Kennedy in 1968. I found out something I never knew. I found out that my world was not the real world. What was he talking about there?
Yes, a very kind of cryptic remark that he made in 1968 as he's preparing to run for president. I think he's saying two things, basically, that that the Kennedys were, number one, raised in great privilege, in a wealthy family, of course, and that as he grew older and entered public life, and particularly as attorney general and then later senator from from New York and then a presidential candidate, he saw that America was not just the privileged enclave, of course, that he grew up in. But I think he was saying something more, too. I think he was saying that that there's one world of legitimate authority, of democratic authority, the world that most of us know, where politicians run for office and we select them and we think the American people are in control. And there's something else. There's another world. As Arthur Schlesinger, the Kennedy historian, said, no one knew more about the dark side of American power than Robert Kennedy. The intelligence agencies, the mob, some of the kind of underground streams of power, as Schlesinger put it. And that's, I think, what he was referring to also, that this world was much more powerful, this underground world of power, in some ways, than we suspect. And this was the underground world of power that he thought had taken his brother's life.
Two more questions here. One, do you think we'll ever find out who did this?
Well, I think we know more than we think we know. Bobby Kennedy was on the right trail looking at the CIA and the mafia. In fact, the House Assassinations Committee, which is still to this day the best investigation that's been done officially of Dallas, and that was way back in the late 1970s, they also looked at the same area that Bobby Kennedy did. The CIA was compelled, after Oliver Stone's powerful movie JFK, to release all documents related to the assassination. Many government agencies, including the CIA, did release some documents, and many of these documents point in the same direction. They're still stonewalling. They're sitting on a number of these documents, and it's important for the American people to know this, to bring pressure to bear on the agency so they are released. And these documents have to do with a number of officials based in Miami during the Kennedy years, part of the war on Castro, people like David Phillips, David Morales, William Harvey, George Ioannidis. These are men are all dead now. But it's important that we know their phone and travel records to see where they were on the days of the assassination, not only in Dallas, but Bobby Kennedy's death in Los Angeles. The CIA owes this to the American people. It's our history, and it's time for us to reclaim it.
Oh, boy. You said Bobby Kennedy in Los Angeles. Now, you know, and I don't have time, but now I want to go down the road with you about Sirhan Sirhan. All right, so let me ask you this other question. What do you think Robert Kennedy and John Kennedy would think if they saw what was happening today?
I think they'd be heartsick because JFK was trying to lead the country out of the Cold War. When he said things like in his famous speech at American University in 1963, the peace speech as it became known, we all live in the same world, we being our enemies and ourselves, we all breathe the same air, we all cherish our children's future, and we're all mortal. What he's saying is that we should all be able to live together without being in a constant state of war, which America has been in, basically, since World War II. Jack Kennedy had a different vision. He said, talk to our enemy. He said, we have to recognize the limits of American power, that we can't fight every wrong. He was a very different man with a very different vision from what we have today in Washington. And I think we need this leadership again. Very brave man. His brother Bobby runs for president to continue that vision, even though he knows whoever's killed his brother is still out there. I think it was enormously heroic. I think it was risky. And he paid the price for it, obviously, in 1968 when he, too, was assassinated.
Boy, I wish we had more time. I'd love to talk to you about the Sirhan-Sirhan connection or what you think about that. That was something I happened to witness on television live as a kid growing up. This book is full of so many great things, including that Castro knew the CIA operated independently of the administration, about RFK secretly going to Mexico City, which I never knew. This thing is really great. I hope you come to Denver on a book signing tour. I really do. I'd love, and even if you don't, I'd love to have you on again and ask you some more questions. I urge everybody to get out and to get this book, The Hidden History of the Kennedy Years Brothers, by David Talbot. David, thanks. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jay. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. All right. There it is. You should definitely read this book. Once you start it, you can't put it down. You just can't put it down. All right.
Hello. I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the original non-toxic and biodegradable all-purpose cleaner. As a grandfather, I know that children get into everything. Each year, over 250,000 children need help from poison control centers due to exposure to toxic household cleaners. Simple Green can replace those hazardous products. Try Simple Green today. If you are not completely satisfied, I'll give you your money back. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
Last year, only one show was the biggest hit of the summer, and tonight on NBC, it's back.
Wow!
America's Got Talent, incredible acts,
mind-blowing performances,
the good,
the bad,
and some talents you just won't believe.
What was that?
Hasselhoff is back as contestants compete for a chance to become a star.
This is what the show is about.
America's Got Talent, right after a new Deal or No Deal at 8, 7 Central, NBC Tonight.
Come and schedule your escape today.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
First option lending, the people you call first.
5.5% fixed. Yes, you heard right. 5.5% fixed with an APR as low as 5.9. Now is the time to refinance with First Option Lending. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, if you have credit cards or other payments you want to go away, if you want to skip your next two mortgage payments and lock in a fixed rate at 5.5%, you need to call First Option Lending today. How can we do it? First Option Lending is not a broker. We approve our own loans, and for a limited time, we can offer 5.5 fixed, perfect or less than perfect credit. Call today. First Option Lending. 303-803-1900. 803-1900.
First Option Lending. The people you call first.
803-1900. A Tom Martino referral member.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left. Jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bags. Look for car. Look for bags. Look for car.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
from Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix, it's that easy. Five movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for Star Time and 5 for 5 details.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Immigration is back on the chopping block. The Senate resuming the debate. We'll have the latest. Also, FBI reports violent crime is up for the second year in a row. We'll tell you how it will affect the future of Alberto Gonzalez. And, of course, we'll have the pregame show of the Republican presidential debate. It's all coming your way with your phone calls and the latest news Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 829, 29 minutes after 8, chance thunderstorms, high today 82. Barack Obama's Walk for Change is coming up Saturday, June the 9th at 9 a.m. at the South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. If you want more information, visit am760.net. We'll be at all the major Democratic contenders' campaign events, and I'll be there on Saturday, June the 9th, that's a Saturday at 9 a.m., handing out the brand new AM760 Progressive Talk bumper stickers that say it's our flag, too. So if you want one, join me out there this Saturday. All right, it's 8:30 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the Denver City Council backing this measure to curb motorcycle noise. And never mind, we can drive along on the streets and get the suspension in our automobiles slammed to death. And numerous other issues that are going on in the city, we have to worry about motorcycle noise because people are complaining about it. Unbelievable. All right, speaking of motorcycle noise, transportation, and all of that, does motorcycle noise get on your nerves, Gina?
Actually, it can occasionally, and other times I like the sound.
Yeah, I would rather the Denver City Council do something about my next-door neighbor who leaves his dogs out at all hours of the night, and they bark continuously and howl every time a siren goes by. I also live near an area where there are a lot of motorcycles going in and out, but it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, well, I agree. The neighbor problem is...
I mean, is this something we really need to crack down on? Do we really need to do this?
It's not an issue for me.
And not only that...
It could be more important things, but...
Not only that, how do you think the police department's going to enforce this? Well, you know what they're going to do. And I have tons of friends that are cops. Matter of fact, if you look at the Rocky Mountain News story, Captain Eric Rubin, who is head of Traffic Operations Bureau... I knew him when he was a lieutenant. I haven't talked to him in years, but I know him. But it's human nature to be this way. You know who they're going to get. The guy's dressed in leathers. Who looks strange. Now everybody's going to get pulled over.
Really? Do you think they'll even take the time?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think they will. I'll bet you, though, if you ask them, I'll bet you they would say to you, no, we don't want to really do this. I mean, the city already has an ordinance regulating motor vehicle noise.
Is that like noise coming out of the vehicle as well,
yeah.
Like stereos and stuff?
Well, no. I mean, that's another thing. I mean, what about all those people who drive around with big, you know, boom, you know, big woofers and tweeters in their cars?
Yeah.
Okay. In the past 3 years, Denver has issued between 18 and 20 citations involving noisy motorcycles. Now, how are they going to judge this? They can't afford to outfit every officer with a decibel, one of these decibel meters, one of these deals to monitor it. So what they're going to do is, officers are now, this is going to take effect July the 1st, they're now going to start pulling over motorcycles to see if they have an Environmental Protection Agency noise certification stamp. Come on. Well, as a taxpaying citizen of Denver, I object. What a total and complete waste of time.
Yeah, it's being motivated by a few people.
Right, who have complained.
I'm with you.
And this guy with the Denver Police Department, I can't think of his name here. It's not Eric Rubin. I believe, or either that or he's with the city of Denver. His name is Kurt Smith. Was talking about getting so many complaints that he can't stand it. Well, okay, so we're going to devote precious man and woman power to pulling these motorcycles over rather than going after people with legitimate crimes. It's just a total and complete waste of time. Because you're not going to give every cop a sound meter. So how are they going to enforce it? They're going to stop every motorcycle and see if it has an Environmental Protection Agency noise certification stamp? Come on. See, this is why people don't like government. This is the exact reason why people don't like government. Because government turns around and does things like this. And there's nothing else going on in the city for these folks to concentrate their energies on. How about fixing the freaking roads?
Yeah.
No, can't do that. Can't do that. We got to get us these. We got to go after these motorcycle outlaws.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Well, I mean, what is this? This is like the Wild One or something with Marlon Brando. Oh, please. All right, anybody want to talk about this? We got any motorcycle enthusiasts out there? 303-713-7600. You know what they always say? Loud tailpipes save lives. I'd rather have a loud motorcycle so I know it's there than a quiet one, and I have no idea that the guy is in my blind spot.
There you go.
Let's hear it for the city of Denver. I swear to you, I'm moving out of the city of Denver. I am. I'm going to move. I've had it. I've had it with the mayor. I've had it with the city. I've had it with the city council. I've had it with all of it. With all of it. All right. Traffic. Are there any loud motorcycles holding up traffic this morning?
Well, no, but we've got a lot of issues for this late in the commute. Westbound I-70 just after 225, that's our latest collision spot. That's affecting your drive starting at Chambers. Southbound 25 has been struggling for about the last hour or so out of Thornton and North Glen. From 104th all the way towards Spear in downtown, that's just the normal traffic congestion. We had a power outage up north, has signals down at 104th and Federal, and we're still dealing with crashes northbound 25 at I-76 and with one southbound Wadsworth at Ken Carroll. Weather today, expect more of the same. Morning sunshine followed by afternoon thundershowers and a high of 83. Currently partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more...
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
Get the good stuff.
Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store and register for a chance to win $100 in free gas. You can also increase your fuel economy by replacing dirty air filters and changing your oil regularly. Visit Napa today and register to win your free $100 fuel card. One card will be awarded at each participating store. See store for official sweepstakes rules and complete details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Napa Fuel Card managed by Ecounts, a city company. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification, yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations. Travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability, see site for terms and conditions.
20. Westmore, Virginia Village, the Highlands, and Keystone in Summit County. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 800-900-0427. That's 800-900-0427. 800-900-0427.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:41. It's 41 minutes past the hour. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 82. Council backs a measure to curb motorcycle noise. There's two articles, one in the Rocky Mountain News, and there's also one in the Denver Post. So now the Denver City Council has voted 8-2 in support of a proposal which was born out of a growing number of complaints about loud motorcycles in neighborhoods. I live in a neighborhood which happens to be near a large park, and there are motorcycles. But to me, there's more important things going on in the city than going after motorcyclists. And also, how are you going to enforce this? Because the cops are not going to have a sound meter. So, what, are they going to stop everybody? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Joe in Westminster. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey. It's kind of a problem for me. I stand right, I'm like on the road or something, and one of these things is at a stop sign, and when they fire it up to get going, it sounds like a jackhammer,
Oh, is it near your house?
No, I'm just talking when I'm out and about.
Well, then, you know what? Too bad. I mean, how long does that last?
Jay, it goes on a lot. Now, look.
Oh, Joe. Come on, Joe.
And look, your thing about your argument about the potholes, okay, I don't think it's not necessarily an either-or. Now, if you can show me that there's, police, first of all, police aren't involved in fixing potholes, I don't think.
I'm not, wait a minute. Where did I ever say the police were involved in fixing potholes?
You said...
No, what I said was, and if you didn't get it, I'll say it again. What I said was, is there are things going on in the city of Denver that would take far more, in my opinion, priority and deserve action than passing a law where there already is one, and then on top of that, having no really reasonable way to enforce the law. How are you going to decide who's breaking it and who isn't if you don't have any way to measure the decibels?
Good point, but you did mention potholes. So
yes, I did, and I just made it clear why I mentioned potholes. Because there are things going on in the city of Denver, like the conditions of the roads, that deserve more attention and more focus than going after motorcyclists over motorcycle noise.
And the police aren't involved in...
But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with it?
Because you brought it up. You brought up potholes.
You know what? Here we go again. Okay, I'm going to try it one more time.
you know what?
I'm going to try it one more time. Listen to me. Just listen carefully to me. If you only have so much money and you only have so much time and you've only and most people in management of a situation try to prioritize, okay, what is important and what isn't important. Let me ask you, which would you rate more important? That's the only point I was trying to make. I wasn't trying to make any other point. I wasn't trying to say the police fix potholes. I never said that. I'm not trying to imply that. And if you got that impression, I'm sorry, but that's not what I meant.
Okay. Then I don't understand why you made the statement you did, but...
Well, I just explained it to you. Do you want me to try it again?
Seriously,
I will try it again.
Are you saying that we should take some of the, you know, trim back the police force and put them on?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Let's try it again. What I'm saying is that when you're running a city, whether you're the mayor or you're the city council, that you have to prioritize all of the things that are going on. And that some things take precedent over other things.
Agreed.
We already have a law on the books in this city about noise ordinances having to do with motorcycles and other vehicles less than 10,000 pounds. As a matter of fact, it's 2 decibels lower than the one that was adopted yesterday. Okay, here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is that they should spend the time going after those things that are really a problem, not those things that they, quote-unquote, perceive to be a problem or that are going to get them attention, nor enact laws that you can't enforce. I'm not saying one has anything to do with the other. As a matter of fact, we can take cops out of it. Okay, how about this? Which do you think is more important? Stopping a motorcyclist for a perceived motorcycle noise and seeing if they have an Environmental Protection Agency noise certification stamp, or do you think it'd be more responsible to respond to a domestic violence call?
Obviously the latter.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay.
You haven't shown that it's an either or.
Because I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, I haven't gotten there yet. Now, let's get into that part of it. Okay. All right. There's only so much of a budget for the police department. Would you agree there?
Yes.
And it's under strain. Would you also agree there?
It could be. I don't know that. But
well, okay. They were promised. The police department was promised last year, I know for a fact. They were promised overtime, and they were not paid it because the city had a shortage of money. There were also headlines in the newspaper here last week and over the weekend about the fact that the city's got a budget problem. So, knowing that, and knowing what's going on here, what would you rather allocate the money for? Would you rather allocate the money to make sure that motorcycles are pulled over, to make sure that they have the Environmental Protection Agency noise certification stamp, or would you rather spend the money doing something else with it in regards to law enforcement? Your choice. No answer? Well, gone. Tammy in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Tammy.
Hi there.
Hi. I have a big problem with the motorcycles. And it's not the motorcycles that are a low rumble. It's these dirt bikes and these little scooters that make so much noise. And I do have dogs. But I don't leave my dogs out overnight and let them bark at everybody.
Well, I don't think you did. Most responsible people don't.
But they want to kill these motorcycles. I mean, literally, if he could get out, he would attack the person on the motorcycle. But they do this revving thing.
Well,
they go rev, 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 rev.
Okay, but you know what that would be a matter of? Then that would be a matter of not the motorcycle itself. That would be a matter of the behavior of the rider.
Okay.
So if the rider gets pulled over and it turns out that they do have an Environmental Protection Agency noise certification stamp, then there's really nothing law enforcement can do.
Well, if they at least have a way of having this environmental protection stamp, it might be a way to curb them from running around the neighborhood.
Because okay, so do you... So
I have two little kids, and you know what? I'm afraid to let them go out near the streets because, you know, these motorcycles are circling and circling and circling the neighborhood.
Well, yeah, but that's... You know what? Even if you made sure that every single one of them had this noise certification stamp, even if you made sure that every one of them adhered to the law, which, by the way, as I pointed out to Joe, they have no way of measuring this because they use a sound meter. Even if you did all of that, that's, once again, an issue of people driving around. I mean, you would have that with cars, too. So how do you decide who you're going to, like, pull over and who you're not if you don't have any way of measuring any of this stuff?
But you're saying that they're going to have this way of measuring because they're going to have this environmental stamp.
No, they've
like
already...
We have a car. We have to go get it.
Yeah, okay. So
every year.
Okay, so
why shouldn't they...
Okay,
yeah.
So what you're going to do is you're going to have the traffic department, you're going to spend the money to pull every motorcyclist over to make sure that they've got the stamp. Is that what you're saying?
Why not?
Do you know how much time and money that's going to take?
Well,
are you willing to pay for that?
Make it visible. Why can't they make it visible? We have to have it visible.
Visible in what way, ma'am?
You put it on your license plate. Why shouldn't it be visible there? They don't have to pull them over. They can see the green stamp on the back of their car, their motorcycle, says that they've been to the whatever, and it's not, you know, it's not brain, you know, it's not. You know, you don't have to make it. You have to pull everybody over.
But have you ever seen the size of a motor? Well, you know, have you ever seen the size of a motorcycle license?
You can make it so you can see it.
Oh, so you want to make? So then you want to go through? So now what you want? So now what you want to do is you want to go through and make all of them bigger? Okay, who's going to pay for that? You?
Have you thought that maybe they have to pay for that stamp?
Oh, so you want to charge them more?
Oh, I want to charge them. Sure.
Okay. Well, you know what? I want to. Yeah. Okay. You know what?
If they want to have these vehicles, these specialized vehicles,
fine. That's fine. You know what? That's fine. And I'll tell you what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. I want to charge car drivers for environmental inspections, like they used to have here, the clean air thing that they used to have. What was that air test that they used to run?
That
they would fine you. And also, how old are your kids?
They're 2 and 4.
Okay. If I catch your kids in the street for any reason whatsoever, I want to fine you for being a negligent parent. Would you go along with that?
You're just. I have no problems with motorcycle people. I have no problems. When I was a teenager and I lived alone, or when I was 20 and I lived alone, I would head towards motorcycle people because I felt they were very safe. So don't think I have a problem with motorcycles.
I never said that.
I have problems with the noise and
the noise they become. I never said that. But the problem I have with it is that what you're advocating is unenforceable and a waste of the taxpayers' money. But thanks, I appreciate the time. 8:52, traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We got quite a few issues for this late in the commute, including that wreck that's affecting your drive westbound I-70 between Chambers and 225. Still had a truck versus a car off on the right shoulder northbound I-25 approaching I-76. A wreck off the highway southbound Wadsworth at Ken Carroll if you're in the Littleton area, and traffic is still being affected up north as well at 104th and Federal. Police are on scene directing traffic. The signal lights are down there. Weather outlook today should be a nice morning. We'll get some afternoon thunder showers and a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear skies. A little breezy, mild, low of 55. Currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Fly Frontier, the best low-cost carrier in the U.S. with low fares, direct TV service in every Airbus seat, and nonstop flights to over 60.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
8:54, 54 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, Tammy in Denver's right. So here's what you need to do. Get rid of your motorcycle, get a car. Go to Rocky's Autos, right? They don't make noise. Automobiles, most of them. Anyway, they've got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles, used vehicles, in all of Colorado. Including 07s are there, too, and their matching down incentive is going on right now so you can save money, and they help you stretch your dollar. And what about fuel economy? Well, I got Volkswagens, I got Saabs, Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans, Chevys, Dodge, Ford. They've got it all there. Saabs, you name it, man, and they have got it. Check out their inventory on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan and save yourself time and money. Get out there and see Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera, any of the gang at Rockies. There's over 100 employees dedicated to making your shopping experience a good one. Rockies Autos, they're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, check them out online once again at RockiesAutos.com or go by and see them. Corner 63rd and Federal.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 8:57. Yeah, 57 minutes. Arlo got through the motorcycle song. We're getting real close to the top of the hour here. I got time to squeeze in one more. We're going to go to Jeff in Boulder, who's a motorcycle rider. Jeff, go ahead, man. You got about a minute. Take it.
Yeah, I'm a longtime motorcycle rider. I've been riding Harleys for 25 years, and this is just the same old discrimination crap that we've been putting up with for years. So you get used to it, but it don't excuse it.
Yep, I agree with you. And it's not, which I keep trying to get across to people, how the hell are you going to enforce it?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, you're just going to pick people out? Oh, he looks like, okay, I'll pull him over and see if he's got one of these stamps because, oh, my God, he's got leather on and long hair and... Hey, let's go back to the 60s.
Yeah, they were fun.
Where we could all make contact with the cops because we looked different, right?
That's right.
Oh, jeez. I'm telling you. Well, you know what? I'm leaving Denver anyway, so I don't care. Jeff, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Be safe out there on that bike.
You bet.
All right. Okay, you can all go, like, to another radio station and whine about this. We'll check with Media Matters. And then if you want to return to it after that, we can go back to it. Okay? All right.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
If you're sick and tired of watching your hair get thinner and thinner,
We're about to challenge everything you think you know about hair loss and hair restoration, because we're going to send you a free report and DVD that separates fact from fiction, so you'll learn the difference between bogus hair growth products and a proven medical solution, the world's only permanent solution, one that's affordable on nearly every budget, is used by hundreds of celebrities and professional athletes, and has been featured in Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times. When it comes to hair loss, you're going to be blown away by what you learn. And you'll never look at hair loss or hair restoration the same way again. Call now for your free report and DVD. 1-800-700-1798. Come on, we dare you to call for the free report and DVD. Call Bosley today at 1-800-700-1798. It's time you rethink hair loss. For your free report and DVD, call 1-800-700-1798. 1-800-700-1798.
AM 760 and HD. Hey Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller in Prague, the Czech Republic. While hoping to allay Vladimir Putin's concerns about a U.S. missile program in Europe, President Bush just used a conference on democracy to accuse the Russian leader of backsliding on issues of freedom.
In Russia, reforms that were once promised to empower citizens have been derailed, with troubling implications for democratic development.
The swipe comes 2 days before Mr. Bush meets with Putin at the G8 summit in Germany. Putin is up in arms about the U.S. missile program, viewing it as a threat, and warning Russia might retarget its missiles against Europe in response. I'm Mark Noller in Prague. With more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Well, no sentence yet, but court is in session as Lewis Scooter Libby awaits the decision of a federal judge. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, Judge Reggie Walton is already sending strong signals that Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff will face prison time. Judge Walton has a reputation for tough sentences. He said he must consider the key fact that Valerie Plame Wilson was outed as a CIA agent. A defense lawyer reminded the judge no one has been charged with the leak itself. The judge sternly noted the seriousness of Libby's obstruction of justice conviction. The prosecutor wants Libby to go to prison for up to 3 years. Defense lawyers call for leniency. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Bad and getting worse. Take a look at federal statistics. There are more flight delays at U.S. airports than at any time in 13 years. Among the 20 largest carriers, only 72% of their domestic flights arrived on time. Travel expert Terry Tripler says it's not only weather that's causing the problems.
The airlines are adding smaller airplanes, carrying fewer people, so there's more planes in the sky, and the delays are just mounting.
A double tragedy in the crash of a University of Michigan plane yesterday into the waters of Lake Michigan. The Coast Guard says it doesn't believe there were any survivors among the six members of an organ transplant team on its way from Milwaukee to Michigan, where a patient was waiting. Doug Holton is Milwaukee's fire chief.
Our hearts and prayers do go out to the family and also the family of the recipients of the organs that never made it to the individuals.
The Coast Guard says this morning human remains were found in Lake Michigan. He's alive and well and active. That's what a Taliban leader contends after receiving a letter of condolences, he says, was sent to him by Osama bin Laden after the death of his brother last month. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Jerry Van Dyke says bin Laden may be making a point.
It might be a one way to show the world that we're still alive, that we're still very much a factor, and then just because we haven't mounted an offensive and just because NATO and the U.S. seem to be doing well, we are still a force with which to reckon.
Police have two men in custody after they were discovered inside a suburban Philadelphia school, triggering a lockdown. It's not known if they made any threats. And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 50 points, the NASDAQ off 7. This is CBS News.
Summertime means sun, fun, and skin irritations. Get Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream.
Bug bite it?
Get the quick fix.
Poison ivy it?
Get the quick fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream. It helps stop summer skin irritations fast with two maximum strength medicines. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream for heat rash, poison ivy, bug bites. It's the quick fix for almost every itch. Use as directed.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage and handle your claim on the spot. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Casualty and Direct Insurance Companies and their affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Officials at the Denver hospital where that high-profile TB patient is being treated say two of his three spit tests have come back negative. Results from a third test could come back today. If the latest test is also negative, 31-year-old Andrew Speaker would be considered relatively non-contagious, but not necessarily in the clear. Meanwhile, Georgia health officials say Speaker was told in no uncertain terms not to get on an airplane, just like anybody else diagnosed with the same strain.
We would tell them not to travel, that if they did so, it was imperative that they understood that it was being done against medical advice.
Meanwhile, a spokesman at the National Jewish Medical Center in Denver says bacteria could still grow in the lungs and sputum and pose a risk of contagion. Attorneys for Joe Nocio are asking a Denver judge to grant a new trial in a new city. They claim the jury that convicted him was exposed to public attacks lodged against the former Quest CEO. In a series of filings, the defense also asked the judge to issue a judgment of acquittal, a request he's denied twice before. And a Lakewood man who gave marijuana to a young boy is being ordered to spend 3 years in the Stony Lonesome. 22-year-old Jason Ladoff learned his sentence yesterday in a Golden courtroom after pleading guilty to charges of child abuse and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, the kid's mother. Still facing charges. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, now the culprit is another wreck that we've had affecting eastbound 270. This time traffic stacked up there approaching Vasquez. Both lanes are blocked on the eastbound side. Traffic just getting by on the far left shoulder. We have a major jam now past I-76. Again, this is due to a crash involving a semi. Stop and go along eastbound 270. They were still trying to get that one out of the way westbound I-70 after 225. And we still have traffic fairly heavy on southbound 25. From Thornton Parkway toward the Boulder Turnpike. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine followed by afternoon clouds, thundershowers, high of 83. Tonight, mostly...
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms. High today, 82. By the way, Joe, who was on the phone, he did not hang up his phone disconnected. So I sent him an email back. Said, not a problem. That stuff happens. And call back anytime. All right, let's talk to Jameson Fosher, who is with Media Matters Now, or actually Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. And, JMO, good morning. And I don't think I gave you the correct title. I believe you're the executive director, correct?
Managing director.
Managing director. Well, I wanted to promote you.
That's
so
all right.
So I could say I have friends in high places. Okay. We'll get back to the whole motorcycle debate, if you want to, about after we find out what's going on with JMO. Okay, I got a couple of things here. I want to get into the coverage of the Democratic debate, but first I want to... I want to point out some stuff here about some of my least favorite people. How about this one? Lou Dobbs falsely asserted Democratic Congress is less popular than a Republican-led predecessor. Now, where did Dobbs get this? And he did it during CNN's pre-debate coverage on Lou Dobbs Tonight. And where was he getting this fact from?
A little unclear because it isn't a fact. The polling actually shows that's not the case. That the current Congress has a higher approval rating than the previous Congress. Democrats in Congress have a higher approval rating than Republicans in Congress have last year. Just isn't true. Dobbs has said things like this a few times, actually, and we've seen several other media figures make similar claims or point to Congress's relatively low approval rating. They often do so in comparing Congress to Bush, and we've seen a few news reports that seem to equate Congress's low approval rating with the president's. But what those often leave out and what people should keep in mind is that the current approval rating for the current Congress compared to historical trends for approval ratings for Congress isn't that bad. The current president's low approval rating compared to how presidents are usually seen is awful. So the raw numbers by themselves don't really tell you the story. This president is unusually unpopular. This Congress is not. And that's what people should keep in mind. The other thing that often gets excluded is much discussion of why Congress's approval rating has dropped a little bit. And there was an ABC report last night that people should keep in mind that basically indicated that, according to their polling, the erosion in support from the Democratic Congress is almost exclusively from people who oppose the Iraq war and are frustrated that Congress hasn't done enough to, or that they don't think Congress has done enough to end it. So when you see media reports that suggest, as some have done in recent weeks, that the Congress is losing support because Democrats are running to the left or something, or because they aren't being conservative enough, which is what the conservative pundits want you to think, that's false. The erosion in support for the Congress that has happened is actually due to people who oppose the Iraq war and who want Congress to move more quickly to end it.
Boy, and you know, Dobbs still hasn't come clean about the leprosy thing either.
No, he claims he has. And he's really continued to dig himself a deeper hole here. It's kind of amazing to see. I don't know why he doesn't just say, we got this one wrong. But he won't do it.
No, he won't, no matter how many times it's pointed out to him that he's wrong. Let's talk about the coverage of the Democratic debate. I think there's some interesting things to ask about this. First of all, I wonder if Wolf Blitzer, and their debate is tonight, I wonder if he's going to be asking the GOP candidates comparable questions about Iraq, about the budget, about other things. Or is he going to have one set of tailor-made questions for the GOP, and then he use another tailor-made set of questions for the Democrats?
You know, when MSNBC hosted the first Democratic debate and the first Republican debate, it was striking some of the questions that they asked Democrats and didn't ask Republicans the equivalent question. And just as one quick example of that, they asked the Democratic candidates, how are you going to pay for your health care plans? Are you going to raise taxes? They didn't actually ask what the plans were. They didn't care about that. Just wanted to know, how are you going to pay for it? When they hosted the Republican debate, they asked all the Republicans, tell me some taxes you want to cut. They didn't ask them, how are you going to pay for these tax cuts? So that was striking. Now, having watched the CNN debate on Sunday night with the Democratic candidates, some of the questions that were asked of the Democratic candidates were striking, and we have to wonder if they'll ask the equivalents tonight. One of those, there was a question for Clinton and Obama and I think a couple of the other candidates about their votes on the Iraq funding legislation. One of the local news participants actually asked a false question of Joe Biden. He said, you are the only person standing on the stage tonight to recently vote to continue funding the troops in Iraq. That's false. Actually, all of the Democratic candidates on that stage who serve in the Senate voted to continue funding. Several of them voted against a specific version of the bill that didn't include a timeline for bringing the war to an end, but they did vote to continue funding. Why didn't anybody
say anything, though? Why did they let him get away with it?
Well, I don't know, and I wish they would have. I think that progressives and Democrats are going to continue to get unfair, slanted questions as long as they continue to take it and to stipulate to this very Republican framing. It actually got worse as Wolf Blitzer jumped in. He asked Senator Clinton, you voted in favor of every funding for the U.S. troops since the start of the war until now. Some are accusing you and some others of playing politics with the lives of the troops. What's your response? Now, again, casting this as a vote against funding the troops is a very Republican framing. A more neutral framing would have been funding for the war. And again, all of the Democratic candidates voted for a version of the bill that included precisely the same funding, but that also included a timeline to bring an end to this war. So my question is, given that Republicans did the same thing, the Republicans voted against the version that they didn't like, and they voted for the version that they liked. So, in fairness, by the Republicans' own logic, they also voted against funding the troops. So, in fairness, I'm wondering if Wolf Blitzer is going to ask the Republicans tonight to explain why they played politics with the troops, why they voted against funding the troops, or even better, he could ask them to explain why it would be anything other than rank hypocrisy for Republicans to attack Democrats for voting against the troops, when by the Republicans' own logic, they did the same thing. That's the question Wolf Blitzer should ask tonight. I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either.
He certainly won't unless he hears from people. And so anybody listening who thinks that this, this inconsistency in how the candidates are treated is inappropriate should contact CNN and suggest that question.
What do you think about CNN's coverage as a whole on the debate that they hosted?
Well, one thing that struck me was, I don't know if you remember the last Republican debate, I think on Fox, when Mike Huckabee took a shot at John Edwards, and
Right.
And the crowd laughed, and you couldn't turn on cable news the next day for 5 minutes without seeing that clip played again and again and again. Sunday night, Hillary Clinton had a line that went over very well in which she criticized Dick Cheney. She kind of made a joke about how it wasn't very diplomatic for the administration to occasionally send Cheney to other countries, and the crowd laughed, and everybody thought it was a pretty good line. I haven't seen that on cable news once.
No, I didn't see it either. That's a good point.
So it's an interesting little contrast where when a Republican candidate kind of takes a shot at a Democrat and makes a little bit of a joke and it's well received, cable news plays it over and over again as though it's the wittiest thing ever and as though it's news. When a Democratic candidate says something like that about a Republican, silence.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I noticed that clip, the only clip that you saw that got played over and over again, as far as CNN goes, was Edwards taking a shot at Hillary and Barack Obama, at Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. That was basically the only, and Barack Obama's response about, Senator, you're, you're 4 years too late or whatever, but you didn't see, much in the way of Hillary getting that line off. You didn't see that at all.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of a lot of clips from the debate of the Democrats criticizing each other, and not much of them criticizing the Republicans, which is, I suppose, justifiable in that that exchange was a relatively substantive exchange, and I think that showing viewers that is probably a good thing. But that contrast, where if you just see the cable news coverage of the Democratic debate, you think this is a party that's just squabbling amongst itself. You don't see that, in fact, they were all also, very critical of the Republicans. The coverage of the Republican debate portrays them as a party that's a little bit more unified and just attacking the Democrats. So that's an interesting dichotomy. I think, though, more problematic than CNN's coverage of the debate has been their conduct of it. There was also a question they asked about taxes, and Blitzer asked several candidates again how they're going to pay for their health care proposals, just
right,
like MSNBC did. He at one point asked Dennis Kucinich, won't Republicans watching this just hear Democrats yet again talking about raising taxes and spending? And he repeated it like three times. It was very bizarre. I wonder if tonight Blitzer will ask the Republican candidates, won't people watching this just hear Republicans again talking about tax breaks for the wealthy and rolling up massive deficits? Somehow I doubt he's going to ask that question.
Yeah, or I wish you would turn to Mitt Romney and ask him about, well, you're running a campaign ad that says that you'll veto, that you'll stop or put a clamp on all discretionary funding. Can you please describe what you mean by discretionary? What are you talking about here? I bet you doesn't ask that either.
And what effects would that have on people who benefit from that spending?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, outline what you're talking about. Don't talk in generalities.
Right.
Of course, I don't expect him to take that tone, but I bet you he doesn't even ask that question.
No, he probably won't. And if he does, he'll probably urge Romney to not give any detail. I mean, that was really one of the striking things about this debate, and about all the debates we've seen so far. Blitzer actively encouraged the candidates to not give details, to give simple soundbite responses. At the beginning of the debate, before asking a single question, he even said, hopefully we'll have some answers here that are less than a minute. Now, I remember when the media used to actually criticize candidates for just giving glib, short, brief soundbite answers without any details behind it. They used to prod candidates to give more details to explain what they were actually going to do. Now we're in a situation where the media is actively discouraging them from doing that. And I think that's very harmful. I think that we would be better served if we had a substantive and detailed explanation of what the candidates want to do. It would help us not only understand what direction they would take the country, but also whether they really know what they're talking about. We've seen over the last 7 years the problems with having a president who doesn't understand what he's talking about. And hopefully we would have learned from that maybe we should push for a little bit deeper response than, well, you're either for us or against us.
Yeah,
but unfortunately,
exactly.
The media hasn't learned that lesson, and they're discouraging thoughtful discourse.
Yeah, and it's sad. It's sad the way the whole media is these days. It really is.
We see this with this little fad that everybody's adopting of asking the candidates to raise their hands. And
what is the point behind that? Is that like we're in kindergarten class?
It is. It's pointless. You know, these are questions that really can't be answered, that globally and that simply. And, you asked earlier, why don't any of the candidates sort of push back on these questions? One of the things that was great to see Sunday night was eventually the candidates revolted, and they said, we're sick of this hand-raising stuff. You're asking us over simplistic questions that we need more information from you before we can answer this question. And they kind of revolted and said they're not going to do this anymore. And so hopefully that put an end to this. And this little trend that I think MSNBC started will come to an end. Because you could see by the end, the candidates were just sick of it. And it's, absurd to try to boil down a complex question about foreign policy or healthcare into raise your hand if you think X.
Yeah, and Hillary, I thought, was also good when she said, look, we're not going to respond to these hypothetical situations.
Right, that was part of that final outburst where she said that, saying, and a few of the candidates were all talking at once saying, before we can answer that question, we need you to add more detail about the premise of it. And you actually could hear at one point one of the candidates, and it's been reported that it was Obama, I wasn't quite sure, but one of them just say, I don't want to raise my hand anymore.
Yeah,
which I thought was a great take on this, that this is a silly way to go about finding out what the candidates think and what they would do about very complex scenarios.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think you're exactly right. One last thing here. Boy, I wish I would have had you on the air here this morning between 6:30 and 7, and this guy sent me an email, and I'm going to have to respond to it. And I don't mind responding to it. I try to respond to the ones I can. He was alleging that we were talking about the media, and we were talking about MSNBC, and I was making the point to him that Oberman is the 1 hour on that entire network that would be considered liberal/entertainment-oriented, and he was denying that, trying to tell me that Chris Matthews is a liberal. And he gave me a bunch of quotes where Matthews had taken off after the administration over the Iraq War. Of course, I intend to respond by saying, well, so have other notorious liberals like Chuck Hagel and John Warner and Lindsey Graham, and I start going down the list, and John McCain, of course. But how does anybody on the right entertain this idea that Matthews is in any way, shape, or form any kind of a liberal?
First of all, if criticizing the administration over the Iraq War makes you a liberal, then about 70% of America is liberals, and I don't think the conservatives want to stipulate to that. So that argument falls apart right there. As far as Matthews, back when he was hosting the Republican debate and really did a pretty shameful job of it, kind of pandered to the Republicans a great deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lots of questions like, tell us how you'll be like the great Ronald Reagan. Tell us what taxes you'd like to cut. But again, no questions about how they would pay for those tax cuts. A lot of conservatives watching that debate and Republicans watching that debate actually criticized MSNBC's choice of Matthews as a moderator, claiming that he was a liberal. And this was after they had watched the debate. But they weren't focusing on the questions that he asked. They focused instead on the fact that 30 years ago he worked for Democratic politicians. That's
Which is exactly what this guy parrots back to me, and that was 30 years ago.
Right. That's the level of analysis to see from conservative media critics. They're actually not focusing on the content of the news report. They're just making allegations of personal bias. you know, focusing on and complaining about what Chris Matthews did 30 years ago rather than what he does now is kind of absurd. But that's what we saw over and over again. These conservative critics didn't take issue with the questions Matthews asked during the debate, just with the fact that he worked for Jimmy Carter in the late 70s. Well, it's been 30 years, and since then, you know, he routinely dismisses liberals. He said very memorably, everybody sort of likes President Bush except the real whack jobs. He says John McCain deserves to be president. He says Rudy Giuliani would be the perfect candidate to replace Bush.
He swoons over Giuliani, and now lately he's taken to swooning over Fred Thompson.
Right. So if you actually look at what he's actually saying on the air while doing his job, it's impossible to conclude that this guy is any kind of liberal. So that's why they grasp at what he was doing 30 years ago and use that to try to criticize him, because if they were just focusing on what he did during the debate, they'd see that his questions were softballs. They were literally, tell us how you would be like Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. You're right, it's a ridiculously softball question.
And then near the end, do you think it would be a good thing for Bill Clinton to be back in the White House? Well, he's asking a bunch of people who are running for president if they think it would be good if they don't win.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of dumb question is that?
Well, but that's, I mean, that's how he is. We've talked about this before, and I've talked to Paul Waldman about this, that he makes these, like last week, I try to point out to this caller, last week he was on this fixation about Hillary Clinton's eyes.
That's not going to end anytime soon. He's absolutely obsessed with Hillary Clinton and with the most superficial possible aspects of Hillary Clinton.
Right. He never discusses her policy. He just picks on the way she looks.
That's another question, by the way, that Blitzer should ask tonight. He continued this obsession with Bill Clinton during that Democratic debate. He asked each of the Democratic candidates how they would use Bill Clinton in their administration if they won. Again, that's a dumb question. I mean, that has nothing to do with the fact, with anything other than the fact that you want to bring up Bill Clinton during this debate. So fine, let's have him ask the Republican candidates tonight, how will you use George W. Bush in your administration?
Yeah, that'll never happen either. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. If Wolf Blitzer asks any of those guys how they're going to use George W. Bush in their administration, I'll fly to Washington, D.C. and buy you a steak dinner at the best restaurant in town. It is not going to happen, and you know.
That would be a good question. You'd put them on the spot about put them on the spot about what they think about this president and what they think his strengths are, and give them a choice between embracing him to appeal to their dwindling base and having that potentially used against them in the general election, or distancing themselves from Bush and having that potentially hurt them in the primary. That would be a good question. That's the kind of question that he asks Democratic candidates. So let's see if he asks it tonight or if he doesn't.
It's not going to happen. J-Mo, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I urge everyone to go to MediaMatters.org and get involved in this worthy organization, Media Matters for America. J-Mo, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And we'll see if he asks that question.
Thank you. Take care, Jay.
All right. Take care. Well, we'll see if he asks it. But I think I'm going to be right about this. Matthews is not going to ask it. In the words of Chris Matthews.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction.
Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
100-2217.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
All right, it's 9:30. That's a nice version. Yeah, Jane's Addiction. By the way, I think Perry Farrell's going to put them back together again. I'm not sure.
That would be cool. I love Jane's.
Yeah, I thought I read that somewhere. 9:31 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Today, chance of thunderstorms, high today 82. And we'll get back to the phones, and we'll do open phones. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Everybody hang on. And if you want to get back to the whole motorcycle debate, which I'm getting like tons of emails about people, oh, I'm tired of motorcycles, blah, blah. Yeah, you're right. Let's just go kill all the motorcycle riders, okay? Yeah, like this one. This is a pretty good one. I like listening to your radio station because I agree with your political views. Jay Marvin and I are on opposites about the motorcycle ordinance. I never called in and complained about noise levels for motorcycles, but I do honk at noisy ones as they drive by me. Boy, do they hate that. They usually flip me off. I smile and wish a new law would get these guys off the road. I hear them at my house, at a restaurant, or wherever from a block away. And I think, why don't we do anything about it? Well, now something has been done, and I can't wait to call the police instead of honking all the time. First of all, anybody who flips you off is, you know, that's a stupid response. And then second of all, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when I worked at WFLA in Tampa, and like it's like you're all out there, you're all like 80 and 90 years old. I can't stand these noise. You know, it's like these kids with their music. You know, like, what? Calm down. Now you're gonna call the police every time you hear one. Oh, okay. 911 may help you. Yes, there's somebody with a loud motorcycle. Okay, you're right. They shouldn't. Taking time to go after legitimate crimes. They should be going after people who with loud motorcycles. Jeez. You know, I'm 54 years old, and I'm not even that intolerant. I don't think. There's another one. Off the top of my head, an officer can pull you over for any reason. No, that's not true. They have to tell you what the reason was that they pulled you over for. When they do, they can ask motorcyclists for their EPA verification as part of the license registration proof of insurance when renewing your auto plates. And then he goes into this whole thing. But you know what? Your first thing is not true. They can't pull you over for any reason. They have to have a reason. Unless they pull you over on suspicion. Well, you look suspicious. Okay. How do we determine who's suspicious and who's not? What's one of the first ways you determine this kind of stuff? Oh, I got it. How about by the way they look? Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go back to those days. Hey, do we have something's happening here by the Buffalo Springfield? We should play that so we can reminisce about the days when you used to make contact with the police because you had long hair and you were driving a van or a Volkswagen minibus. And you must have drugs and teenage girls inside of there. All right, it's 9:34. The more we go forward, the more we go backwards. And I've noticed that there are people out there who seem to be intolerant not only about this topic, but also about illegal immigration. That's another one. The intolerant side of the core of people who listen to this radio station comes out when you touch those two points. So now I found another one that gets people crazy, which is the motorcycle thing. John, do we have another one besides this one? Oh, and Comcast. Because everybody's entitled to a television set and free digital cable. You know, like a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage. Maybe I should just become a libertarian and leave this establishment. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour. And Gina?
Yes, sir.
Well, it hasn't rained yet.
No, but it's...
But we're waiting.
Yeah, it's getting cloudier, so...
So you don't recommend I go wash my car?
I would say no to that.
Okay.
Save your money.
Yeah, okay. I'll save my money and give it to the Democratic Party.
Or the Libertarian Party in this case.
Yeah, maybe I should join them.
Okay.
Ron Paul and myself. Okay, you know, Ron's the husband of Mrs. Paul. You had her fish sticks, haven't you?
Are you serious?
Of course. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah? Okay, what's traffic look like?
Well, we have had a major problem over the last half hour or so. Eastbound 270, we had a crash there involving semi and a couple of vehicles approaching Vasquez, and they had to temporarily shut down that section of eastbound 270 while they try to remove some of that wreckage. So that should be opening back up here shortly, but we've got a major jam now past I-76. So, again, that's eastbound 270. You need to avoid that at all costs. Southbound 25 is our only slow pocket now from I-70 to Spear, as usual there, if you're trying to get into downtown. Weather outlook today looks like the afternoon cloudiness will remain. We'll get some thunder showers. Looking for a high of 83 today. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and mild, going down to 55 right now, partly cloudy, and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
There was that sale on widgets. Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Call
I like orangutans. And dogs, of course. No cats.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
I like guacamole. I guess really any condiment, since I don't even need the food, I just need the condiment.
Her Match.com username is NYC Ginger Girl, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine, start with Superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Last year, only one show was the biggest hit of the summer. And tonight on NBC, it's back.
Wow!
America's Got Talent. Incredible acts.
Mind-blowing performances.
The good,
the bad,
and some talents you just won't believe.
What was that?
Hasselhoff is back as contestants compete for a chance to become a star.
This is what the show is about.
America's Got Talent, right after a new Deal or No Deal at 8, 7 Central, NBC Tonight.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is traveling in the evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
Show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned Jack Misek Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard air conditioning. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Misek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM760, Progressive Talk.
Something happened. Yeah, here we are, Denver. We're back in 1967, 68. Now, we have no way to enforce the law, so what we'll do is we'll just pull over people because they look suspicious. Telling me I got to beware. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour. I wish a cop would call and say how they feel about this. Hi. Burglary? Forced entry? Sexual assault? No. Motorcycles. Get it done. You can get it done now. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Here's Mike in Bailey. Mike, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey there, Jay.
Hey, man.
Being a motorcyclist since I was 12 years old.
Well, get off the road.
What?
I said get off the road. We don't want you.
Oh, I know. Believe me. I've had people look me dead in the eye and pull into my lane anyway with me sitting there, so I know what you mean. I own like 5 BMWs, a couple of Nortons, Triumph, VSA, and you know what? I want to see an EPA tag on any one of them. They should not start putting that on a motorcycle or requiring it until about the mid-90s. So, you know, let the cops pull someone like me over because they're going to be in court being sued over a law like this. This is a law that's a make-me-feel-good. We aren't going to do something effective that the community needs. We're going to respond to a small core that, for instance, the lady calling earlier about these people riding, screaming around her block time and time again, day long. If you look at these people, they're young kids or younger people or someone tuning in a repair, something like that you would see an older person do. But they're just pandering to the people who have problems with the noise of, like, the motorcycle. What about all the kids with their thumping stereos that you can hear inside your house hundreds of feet away from the street? You know, they've got laws about that. They're not being prosecuted. Very few communities actually go after the people that a lot of these nuisance laws are created to prevent. So it's just taking up time, making it look like they're doing something when they're not.
That's also a good way to collect fine money.
Yes, if they actually take it that far. For instance, look at all the people that ride around with the tires that are hanging like 6 inches outside their wheel wells. That's against the law in pretty much every community in the Front Range. Wheat Ridge is the only community that actually is enforcing it that I know of. So, you know, when they start talking all this, you know, these noise levels, there's already, like you said, there's laws already on the book, and they're not going after them under the laws that are there right now.
Well, maybe I'm becoming conservative in my old age, but I just, this is like the second day in a row where we're having, you know, what I think are like, I mean, people are, I mean, nobody, everybody calls up here and says this is a good idea, but nobody says how they're going to enforce this. No, nobody talks about how you're gonna get this done. And it's also like people who are listening and people who are emailing me, it's like, man, what are they? Like 185 years old?
Hey, I'm 53. And, you know, I'm in about the same age group as you. I mean, 1 year younger. I've been riding motorcycles. I've gone through the stages, you know, where I was a hot dogger. You know, I had to do all my popping wheelies and having loud exhaust and stuff like that. But that's why when I was young, I got that out of my system, thankfully, and I don't do crazy things like that. It keeps me alive longer. I'm an avid motorcyclist, and believe me, when I'm out riding, I am constantly looking because of animals, for one thing. I've come close to hitting deer riding home. I almost hit a mountain lion one day. I have that obstacle. But my biggest obstacle is the car drivers. They will look right at you, and they don't care if you're on that road because, you know what, you're smaller than them, and you're going to get out of the way. So I have to spend more of my time not just putting along, enjoying the scenery. I'm having to watch out for the people in the cars who are not paying attention to me. They don't even pay attention to each other.
Yeah, you know what? That's very true. But you have to realize you have no rights, and they don't care. They don't give a damn about you and could care less about you, and that's the way they are, man. And you know what? I think we should all start voicing our opinions about the things that bug us, and I'll start with one right now. Okay, I think anybody who drives in the left-hand lane and does under the flow of traffic should be arrested immediately, because I'm sick and tired of having to pull up behind people who are doing 50 miles an hour in the left-hand lane. Oh, and by the way, they've got their left-hand turn signal going, and they're not realizing what the hell they're doing. We should just pop those people.
We're not talking about arresting people.
Oh, no, I'm talking about arresting people.
You want to arrest somebody for not going fast enough in the fast lane.
Yeah, it irritates me.
These are the people that have the turn signal on for 3 miles.
That's exactly right.
Yes,
I'm sick. I am sick and tired of their BS.
But if you bring anything like that to their attention, they start cussing you out like you're a madman or something. You're telling them, hey, I think you need to turn off your signal. You know, you've been turning for the last 3 miles. You know, this is against the law. But there's another thing. For instance, I had to go through mandatory driver's ed where I grew up. And
I did too.
They taught us all the same approach to driving, and then you come upon your own bad driving habits over the years. But they start you out basically the same. When you have a state like Colorado that starts crying this, well, I don't want my kids being taught in school. School should be school. Well, you know what? School's the only place you can really do something like driver's ed as a whole across the state criteria. I at least learned basically how to drive properly. And you know what? Turn signals are something that you're supposed to do before you change lanes.
Yeah, exactly.
We have idiots that don't even know what a turn signal is.
No, or they turn without using a turn signal. So, you know, people who drive cars have nothing, should be saying nothing about people who are on motorcycles.
Exactly. They do so many things that are just as bad. But, boy, you know, like the lady. And I can understand concern of having motorcycles running around in a neighborhood or little motor scooters, you know, the one.
Oh, Tammy's okay. She's just scared about her kids.
You know, because I can understand that. She's got safety issues. But she also is making the point about the noise. Well, you know, look at the kind of bike it is. A lot of these little scooters, these 50cc scooters, you don't even have to have a license to ride these things.
You know what?
Anywhere.
This is all reminiscent of having these conversations in Florida, where these older folks used to call about that. They call about kids and their noisy music. They call about Canadians flying their flags. They get into all this stuff, and it's like, oh, yeah, okay. You know what? Either shut up or go to a rest home. I'm tired of hearing it. All right, I got to run, man. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Okay. Here's one from Roger in Morrison. Check this out. RE, the EPA noise stamping. The EPA noise certification being talked about is not an affixable stamp. It is stamped into the muffler at the time of the manufacturer. This is a recent requirement. What about older and classic bikes? for which no such exhaust system exists, an OEM exhaust for my 1978 Honda 750 would cost more than $1,000 if one could be found in the Honda parts system and would not carry the EPA imprint. And that's from Roger at Biker Labs. Well, what about that? Anybody got any answers on how we're going to deal with this? Here's one more. Come on, Jay. Haven't you ever been sitting outside Starbucks in Larimer Square when a bunch of overly loud motorcycles come down the block? What's the point? Attention, look at me. I'm on a motorcycle. Do you appreciate your ability to hear? Being in radio, I would think that you would. Those things are loud, and the extended exposure is probably doing damage to the hearing of all nearby. I don't give a hoot about the riders and the owners, but when out in public, I don't need a bunch of motorcycles demanding my damaging my hearing. Oh, well, you know what, Steve? Then put cotton in your ears. 949, because no, I have that happen, but I don't get my blood pressure up over it. 949, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Freddie Librato, Johnny Mays, the list of Adolph Juan, the list of good people just goes on and on. So do yourself a favor and get by where you can get some good deals. And you can deal with people that you trust. Check out their inventory at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Save yourself some money. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And stop by and see them and see exactly what I'm talking about. Rockies Autos, they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Now, that's just north of I-76. Just south of Boulder Turnpike, chances are I'll run into you out there.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-53 Go now. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Call now.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Turn that motorcycle down. Turn it down now. 9:53. 53 minutes after the hour. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 82. In the words of the late Frank Zappa, who are the brain police? All right, here's an email. Hi, Jay. I'm a writer in Gainesville, Florida. I understand the problem with the very loud, obnoxious crackle pipes and rude riders, but here's the truth. The majority of bikers are very considerate, do not rev their pipes, and we get excellent gas mileage, therefore are not as responsible for our dependence on fossil fuels from the Mideast. Well, that part's probably pretty true. Here's one from Tommy the Commie. Tried to call, but line was busy. Reminds me of the time I was 1099 alone on the west side of Chicago corner during one of the riots after the Bulls championship. Oh, I remember those days, Tommy. I hear a crash and see people starting to loot a store. Guy comes up to me and asks if I will write a ticket for a nearby reckless driver. I tell him, excuse me, sir, but I have some looters to capture. See, Tommy would tell you. 25, 36. Yes, we have a report of a sexual assault in progress at following address, but ignore that and pull over the guy on the Moto Guzzi with the loud pipes. Give me a break. All right, let's go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Ron.
I was going to bring up another subject, but...
That's all right. You can go ahead and bring up another subject. I don't care.
But with the motorcycles, it seems the Denver cops have got the loudest motorcycles going. And besides, I'll complain about motorcycles when my neighbor stops running his loud gas-powered lawnmower at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, you know what? That's an excellent point. You know what? I'll tell you something.
Doesn't that really irk you?
Yes, it happened. Yes, it happened to us about 2 months ago where the guy behind us, we hear some noise. It's like, what is that? I go downstairs. I go out of the backyard. And this dude's got like a one of these leaf vacuumers.
Yeah.
And it's really loud.
Yeah.
And he's out there like 15 after 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, did I call the cops? No. I just said, okay. You know, some people have no taste. And I went back upstairs to try to go to bed.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to bring up was I have a cousin. He's a West Point graduate. Since 76, he's been in the service. He's a full bird with what in Washington has been in the Pentagon. He wants out. He just served his time. He's patriotic. You know what they're telling him? Forget it. You stay in as long as we want you. And there's a lot of people, especially high-ranking officers, that want out.
They're telling him he can't get out?
No.
Oh, see, that's not good.
Well, let's just put it this way. A lot of field grade officers now have been rode hard and put away wet, and they're tired.
Well, this is the same thing with deployments. Time and time again, and nobody seems to care about the damage that it does, not only to the people being deployed time and time again, but to their families and to everything that's going on. And it's ridiculous. Ron, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Scooter Libby has been sentenced to 30 months in prison for the CIA leak case. 30 months is all he got. So he sweats it for 30 months and comes out a rich man. Let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, Brian.
I just wanted to say I have a little different perspective on the motorcycle thing in that although motorcycles set off my Tourette's some, the way I look at it is that I don't want to be too intolerant of them in my neighborhood, even though it's difficult on me, because that can be flipped. I bark right at them. But I feel for older people on this, because some people are more affected than others by noise.
Well, so I think maybe when it's closer to home.
Well, then if you're that affected by it, then what you got to do is, I guess you should like move somewhere where you can't hear it, like maybe like in the middle
like
of the desert.
Roads?
No, like in the middle of the desert.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Some people are more affected by it than others.
Well,
so when people make comments that seem a little flip and say go to a rest home already. And you say, well, I'm not that old.
Yeah, but you got to get it. You know what? Yeah, but you got to. You know what? You got to share the world, man. That's a sad thing,
but
you got to share it. All right, I appreciate the call, Brian. Call me again. I got to go. Time's up. Tom Hartman's here to fulfill all of your wishes and fantasies for decent dialogue. See you later.
Are you buried in credit card debt? Are you receiving collection calls because you're missing credit card payments? Well, who can blame you? With the cost of living and interest rates rising, it's nearly impossible to get out of credit card debt. But now there's a way you can get debt-free once and for all, faster than you ever imagined. Just call Harbor Credit Counseling right now for free information. 1-800-300-2870.
We owed $17,000 in credit card debt. Today, we're debt-free.
We work directly with your creditors to stop the collection calls, cut your monthly payments, and wipe away late fees and over-the-limit charges. Best of all, we can get you out of credit card debt about 5 times faster than you could on your own. 5 times faster.
I'm so happy to be debt-free.